loving that accompaniment, Breakman on the Harmy. Harmy was nowhere to be found for a while, but luckily,
no,
I guess.
Like I was told he was kidnapped and being held for hostage, or held for ransom, but I see him here, so that might be an imposter, Harmy.
Yeah. I'm your host.
Maybe this is an imposter? I don't know.
Yeah, I think you got the imposter, man. I'm Frank Branches. The voice that you're hearing is Breakman the Bold, along with, you know, the other knowledgeable guy on this podcast, Eric the Great or something. I can't remember your name, Eric. You know, it's just
that
how it is.
It.
That was it, he said. This is episode 632. 13 years of RP Grinders, Breakman. Holy fuck. We got lots to discuss on today's show, so why do we not just get into the news?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up. And by the way, MXT, The Miz is not greater than Kenny Omega, as evidenced by how he got drop-kicked and thrown out of the ring by the great Bobby Lashley. So just letting you know that. Go ahead, Eric. Sorry, that was a tangent.
Okay. From RPG site, we've got a game that is a virtual reality MMORPG called Zenith. And it's coming to PlayStation VR. Ramen VR is the publisher and developer. Okay.
All right.
Fully virtual reality MMO complete with full RPG feature set. You can battle enemies, explore, craft new gear, join guilds and groups for raids and other team-based content.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, Ready Player One is here, guys. I think this would be better to, you know, to come to the next VR thing that's coming in 2022, which I think we might have a story on. I'm not 100%
sure.
I can't remember.
I think what they're just going to do is they're going to just update it to work with the new stuff.
Yeah, probably. It's interesting. I'm down for that. I didn't get VR the first round because I knew it wasn't going to be like, you know, it was more like a beta test than anything, like to send out that version of virtual reality. I know Freak 5 has virtual reality and he really talks it up, and I'm excited for VR, but the next iteration of it, you know, should be really great. So I'm excited for that. Anything else on that, Eric?
Nope, not really.
Okay, Breakman, you're up.
Coming to us live from a site that I'm waiting to load. Jesus Christ. It's really bad. I don't know why it's loading so slow. Here we go. Coming to us live from RPG site. Mistwalker reveals Diorama Adventure RPG Fantasia. Set for release for Apple Arcade.
Well, that means it will get ported to the consoles eventually.
Yeah.
While Silverman has been public for years now, today Mistwalker has revealed its first trailers, details, and screenshots for Fantasia. Diorama Adventure RPG. I hope they get another name for it. Fantasia is a latest project from Final Fantasy creator Hironobu Sakaguchi, mm-hmm. with music scored by Nobuo Uematsu.
I'm just glad that Mistwalker is making a game of substance again.
Me too, Eric. Me too. Good point.
I love Uematsu so much.
Yes.
The game is uniquely designed by using more than 150 handmade dioramas from Japanese creators to work as environmental backdrops. Mistwalker also boasts a streamlined combat system and bite-sized novel storytelling style where the protagonist Leo must regain his lost memories.
Of course.
Because it wouldn't be an RPG without somebody having amnesia.
Well, JRPG for sure, man. You know, our good friend Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? Thanks for joining. Really appreciate it.
One of the characters kind of looks like Tubi from Nier.
Yeah. Wasn't Mistwalker did Last Story, right, Eric?
Yeah.
Last Story is an underrated gem.
And The Lost Odyssey.
Lost Odyssey, that was the other one I couldn't remember. But those are two pretty damn good games. So I'm surprised to see them work with Apple. But, you know, like Eric said, it'll probably be ported. And it looks good from the trailer, so I'm down. Anything else on that break?
I could give you the story rundown if you want. I mean, he's got amnesia, so
I think
he
we're good.
Know the story.
I think we're good, man. Let's move on to another story from RPGsite.net. Tactical RPG Black Legend launches on March 25th, as opposed to White Legend. You know, there was some bullshit
you know,
racism.
I was thinking
there.
The same damn thing.
Yeah, I know.
Even though it's all a bunch of white people, because it's all Europeans.
I'm obviously funning with everybody there, but. Not much to say. It just there's a new trailer and it looks pretty. I mean, it looks okay for a tactical RPG. There's some classes that go through here. You can be an alchemist. Ooh, this is cool. You can be a buccaneer. You guys want to hear what the buccaneer does? Stigma
steals all the stuff.
Yeah. The stigma of jolly sailors means very little to this ocean-hardened folk. Armed with both melee and ranged options, they wield a variety of tools, I'm sure they do, and curses to be as versatile, versatile as possible as part of their crew. So it's more like
I didn't know buccaneers used magic.
I know.
Well, but, you weren't around back then, so you can't prove they didn't.
Yeah. Slagar says, this looks good already. I like this era for games.
I should have hired some magicians.
I agree with you, Slagar. I like the way that games look nowadays. It's a long time from the days of Pong to now, for sure. So that's a quick question that we can answer. You guys think we've hit pretty much the pinnacle of graphics? Like, I don't think it gets much better than what we got.
Now it's just a matter of how many character models can we fit on the screen without the frame rate dropping to a halt?
Everybody keeps telling me, like, we're going to hit the pinnacle, we're going to hit the pinnacle. I don't think so.
I know that there will always be, like, improvements console to console.
Well, just think about every character in a game right now is basically like a hollow model, for instance.
Yeah.
What if they start fleshing them out and start making them, like, not just, like, you're a character with, like, a clothes on that are, like, static clothes and stuff. Nothing can affect them in any way, you know?
Yeah,
we see little bits of it, like by getting wet in games, but that's not really what I mean. You know?
Getting wet.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
getting
moist.
Also, let's say a lot of games that aren't open world RPGs still want a big expansive world, but they usually have to avoid doing that in order to promote other aspects of the game, like story.
Well, going to what Brake was saying, you know, to kind of ride those coattails a little bit, when the PS5 and the Xbox X came out, the new consoles, the big thing that they were touting wasn't so much the graphics, but the ambient lighting, the ray tracing. So
I saw that. I forget which game I saw that they're showing off. Like, here's what it looks like on PS4, and here's what it looks like on PS5, and it's like. Oh, it was a Final Fantasy VII remake. And it's like, okay, like, graphically they don't look that different.
Right,
but it's like,
right.
There's a whole bunch of new effects.
Well, it doesn't help if you're not viewing it on a screen that doesn't have 4K. So
Eric, but I agree with what Brake is saying. There wasn't much difference other than the fog effects and the ray tracing and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's not what they're not touting graphics anymore. I think we've almost hit the pinnacle of graphics. Sure, they'll say we got more processing power to do this and that and the other. But I was just making a comment.
Nowadays, you're more likely to find an aggressive upscaling like Judgment apparently has that does it horribly.
Yeah.
I hope that's fixed.
Slagar said, I mean time setting. Okay, I got you, Slagar. Wyland says, Frank thought we hit the pinnacle when Stick... How dare you, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch, Wyland, you're exiled. And you're tied with Freak 5 because he got a preemptive exile before the show. So there you go.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, so there it is. It looks good, though. What was the name of this? Black Legend as opposed to White Legend or Yellow Legend. Okay.
Well, they couldn't call it Black Myth because that's already been taken by a Chinese developer.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Kingdom Hearts Union Cross Kai is ending. Technically, it's Kai or Ki. It's either pronunciation correct, and yes, that is an in-game pronunciation. It was a mobile game for Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. I guess.
I heard it was okay, but it's also not great, so... Yeah.
I mean, it's another one of these mobile Kingdom Hearts games. It looks okay, but it's...
I mean, that's the fate of all mobile games. They'll just stop working on it.
Yeah, exactly. The only game that I hope they never get rid of is MPQ, because MPQ is awesome, man. It's not one of those free-to-play, pay-to-win type games either. It's just... It's pay-to-get-extra-cool-things, you know? It's... I don't know. It's hard to explain, but... All right, Break, you're up next.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Octopath Traveler shipments and digital sales exceed 2.5 million. That's interesting, combined shipments and sales. But that sounds like we should be looking forward to a... I think they have already announced the sequel, haven't they, actually?
No, they haven't, but this is Square Enix we're talking about. This is disappointing to them, Breakman. So
no, because they're announcing it. If they didn't announce it, I'd say it was disappointing to them. Because when it's something's disappointing to them, they let us know.
Yeah. I guess you're right, man. But yeah, this is a huge success. And you can count me as one of the people that have not bought Octopath Traveler, but I will buy this game at some point.
Yeah. I thought you did.
No, I never did, Eric. I wanted to really bad. I need Octopath Traveler in my life. I got the demo, and I thought the demo was excellent. So this is
to borrow it from somebody because I'm cheap.
So good, man! It's so good. It's got the Nintendo tax, so I can never get a sale on it. It's just, man, you know, it's just one of those things, man. But all right, that's good on them. 2.5 million. I'm happy because Octopath Traveler is a great game for sure.
So more than likely, we're going to see a sequel announcement probably sometime this year, I'd imagine. Yeah. Because it came out, a couple years ago now?
Well, I hope the mobile game gets a port to consoles at some point, too.
Yeah. Slagar says, guessing there will be a new Scarlet Witch or Wanda, so... Yeah. We'll be talking a little bit about WandaVision in a little bit. You get a chance to watch today's episode, Break?
Yes.
All right. Yes.
What about next week's episode, though?
There is no next week's episode.
What?
That's it, man. Series finale. Which sucks, man.
That was a pretty good title. The titles of the episodes were pretty
They were
good.
Never going to do a second season. So.
I know, and that sucks because there's a lot of possibilities with it, but especially now. But we'll talk about that later. Freak says, I have Octopath Traveler. I need to get back to it. Yeah. Here's something that we need to get back to. Blaster Master 03 announced for PS4, Switch, and PC, coming to us from Gamatsu. So it will launch on July 29th for $14.99, and there's an overview of the game right here, which says it's a direct sequel to Blaster Master 02, that will release as a digital-only title on Switch, PlayStation 4, Steam, and the Epic Games Store.
Octopath Traveler at Walmart for $50.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like to pay more than, like, $20 for a game, honestly, Eric. I don't know why. I'm super cheap. Freak 5 says, this ribeye is damn delicious. Almost any ribeye is delicious, Freak 5. God damn it. Stop talking about food.
I've never had a ribeye.
Exiled, son of a bitch. Ribeyes are
so is Eric. Eric's exiled.
Yep, Eric, you've never had a ribeye?
Actually, I might have. I just don't remember the last time I had it.
If you ever come to Denver, I'll cook you a mean-ass ribeye, Eric.
Come on now. God damn it.
Ribeyes. I know, man. Let's get some ribeyes after the show, Bernie.
Like, I might have had steak that was ribeye, but I never knew it was ribeye or not.
Oh, God.
I didn't
ribeye steak is the best.
I might have to go to the Roadhouse after the show.
Oh, man. Roadhouse. You want to go Roadhouse, Bernie? Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Okay. I'm eating right now, Wyland says. How dare you, son of a bitch. By the way, welcome, Wyland. I don't think I welcome Wyland into the fold. Thanks for joining. We got a couple of new people in there, too. It's Tension Seeker, Lemon Juices is in there, and Sticky Pigs is in there. So, hey, Break, did you hear that MXT might be calling in? We should probably boycott the show.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah. Well, you want to cancel him before he even calls in, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, who is next? Let's see. I did that. So, Eric, you're next.
Okay.
How dare you, Slagar? Slagar says you probably did. If you remember a fatty piece of crap steak, that's a... How dare you, Slagar? Dare you disparage ribeyes? Ribeyes is the best... The second best cut next to filet. Filet mignons. Or
what are they called?
Tenderloins.
Why would you eat ribeye, though, if you could just get the filet?
Because it's a bit cheaper. That's why. Filet is super expensive, but super good. All right, Eric.
Gunvolt 3 is coming in 2022. That's really it.
All right. Well, Freak says
so if you want it, so if you want it anytime soon, you're out of luck.
Yeah, 2022. I don't know why we're talking about 2022 games like at the beginning of 2021, but
well, they were doing announcements for stuff like the game we just talked about, so they just threw it in there.
I got you.
Because of how bad 2020 was, too, a lot of companies have gotten to make announcements and stuff like that. They have to make big plans.
Them hyped up type shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 2020 hurt a lot of business. So.
It sure did, man. It's a lot, especially the restaurant business,
Well, people were wondering what was going on with Gunvolt 3, and at least they finally said something about it.
Yeah. Gunvolt games are pretty fun. They are. Let's see. Freakbite says this ribeye is from Texas Roadhouse. Roadhouse, he says. Okay. I love Texas Roadhouse, man. I mean, I don't like the atmosphere of that place, especially with all the peanuts. But I think they don't do that anymore because of COVID. But okay. Break. I think you're up.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Prini presents NIS some Classics Volume 1 announced for Switch and PC includes Phantom Brave and Soul Nomad. Never played either. RPG Collection, Penny Presents... Oh, that's actually the name of it. Penny Presents NIS Classics Volume 1 for Switch and PC, which includes both Phantom Brave, the Hermuda Triangle Remastered, and Soul Nomad and the World Eaters. It will launch this summer. Pre-orders for a $99.99 limited edition are available now via the NIS America Online Store. Do these companies realize that, like, the majority of Americans live paycheck to paycheck?
No, they don't. They don't care. This is capitalism. This is peak capitalism.
Which includes a copy of the game, hardcover art book, 2-disc soundtrack. I mean, people can't... You'd sell more copies, I'm just saying. Acrylic stand with collector's coin and a collector's box.
Yeah, so why don't we skip all that bullshit and just get to the games and charge us half the money? How about that? That'd be nice. You know?
I'm sure there's a regular copy, but it's weird it's not in here. Usually we get the regular edition and here's the special, but there's no regular edition listed.
Yeah.
So.
Wyland says, I'm eating a spicy chicken taco salad, and I also have a grilled chicken quesadilla, and you are exiled, you son of a bitch. Freak Pipe says, their fucking parking lot was full, speaking of Texas Roadhouse, but at least they had a window to pick up online orders so I didn't have to go in. That's nice.
Yeah, that's the way it was last time I was there.
It's not like they said there isn't a standard edition. I was just mentioning it.
I know, but usually, like what Break says, usually they put it in there so we at least know.
Yeah, here's the price. Mm. It'll be this. And then there's a special demo. There's no like regular one. This is just a the $99.99 one. So it's,
They do wonder,
is it going to be $60?
Maybe they haven't worked out pricing it for individual sale yet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering, Like, what are they going to price it at?
Yeah, Slagar says, they do pick up pretty good around here. Hey, I don't know if you guys heard me at the beginning of the show, but I'm thinking of bringing back Grindr Movie Night. There's a way that we can do it. I just have to figure out, like, what a good day is for everybody and stuff like that. But I'm thinking of doing it on Saturdays. Saturday nights, I think, would be a good night for everybody. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I got to play with the website and stuff and figure it out. And that way I can speak and stuff and you guys can hear me. But other than that, I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm thinking of doing that. Are we going to finish Power Rangers, Slagar? Ooh, Slagar remembers Power Rangers. How dare you, Slagar? I'm not doing Power Rangers. I'm thinking the first movie, Freak Vibe had a really good suggestion for a Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's really fun. Really fun movie. Okay.
We got a Fort Worth ribeye, a Dallas filet.
Ooh, the filets are good.
Sirloin. Oh my God, here's a T-bone. These pictures are goddamn amazing.
Do you want me to exile you, Breakman? Is that what you're going for? Are you?
You're making me hungry.
All this talk about Roadhouse is making me. I had to look at the website. Sorry.
You're looking at the menu during RP Grinders. How dare you, son of a bitch!
All this talk of steak is making me hungry.
Yeah, well, they even have a good chopped steak. What do they call it? Roadkill or something? It's really good. But anyways, okay. From Gamatsu.
That's called Roadkill. That's just not. I thought it was something Roadkill something, but you're right, it's just Roadkill.
From Gamatsu, Dairoku, agents of Sakuratani. I don't know why Break didn't get this story. But anyways, launches this fall in the West. Unify and watch over the Tokai in Sakura. Oh, God damn it. Breakman, I don't envy you, man, because you tackle a lot of these stories with Japanese pronunciations.
You just read Sakuratani.
I know, so Sakuratani. I'm telling you, I'm almost as bad as Breakman when it comes to to saying these names. But anyways, they'll review. It's a otome visual novel for the Switch this fall. So there you go.
There was one more visual novel announcement that I couldn't find an article for until. And I didn't bother looking today, so.
All right. Well, we'll probably get that next week, Eric. Next story, Eric. All right.
Next story is Undernauts Labyrinth of Yomi, which is that game from Experience we told you about that takes place in the 70s of Japan. And you're fighting a bunch of demons and shit.
That's cool.
But Essex Games... will release experience-developed dungeon RPG Undernauts Labyrinth of Yomi, known as Yomi wa Sakuhana in Japan, for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC via Steam. So no Epic Game Store purchasing here.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Lagar. Did you have to do that to us? Anything else on that, Eric?
It first launched back in 2012. So it's been a while.
It's an old ass game, man.
Yeah. Experience usually makes their games on they make their games on Microsoft systems, like, and we only hear about it years later when it gets a localization.
Yeah.
For other platforms as well.
Freak 5 still talking about sweet potatoes and mushrooms and fucking Fort Worth ribeyes and. God damn it, man. Slager says, just to make you feel old, Roadhouse Movie is 32 years old.
Anyways, do you want me to explain the
setting? Oh, man, I whacked off. what are we talking about again?
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Here's the setting. Tokyo, 1979. When a massive, mysterious structure suddenly rises from the ground, the government sends a team to investigate. You've been selected to join an elite group of underground explorers employed by Cassandra Company. Unfortunately, you are not the only one searching these caverns. I'm guessing the other ones are thieves and stuff. Or the monsters, which lurk in the shadows. Dangerous criminals hunt for resources. A large number of people are missing. And test your survival skills begins now.
Does this sound like a Shin Megami game to you, Eric? Because that's what it sort of sounds like to me. I mean,
it is a dungeon crawler.
Yeah, yeah. It looks cool. I mean, I'm looking at the stylized trailer for it, but, a little bit of an older game coming soon, I guess. But let's see. I'm going to dole out some exiles here. Breakman is exiled?
I do.
Let's see. You want an Underpants Gnome game?
There you go. RPG Underpants Gnomes.
If it's a offshoot of Stick of Truth, that'd be pretty badass. Wyland is exiled because he says, just show Frank a history book to make him feel old. How dare you? And Freak 5 is exiled. He says, if you want to make Frank feel old, just let remind him of how old the Earth is. How dare you, Freak 5? Jesus Christ. And Breakman, you know what you're exiled for, you son of a bitch. You guys are vying for exiles this week, I swear. All right, Break, you're up next.
Yep, and he wanted to ask, so it's like a yearbook. Yeah, exactly like a yearbook. It's like going over to see like your great aunt and uncle's house, and they have the film projector out, and they make you watch their home movies.
I'm walking
that's
off this show.
Like,
walking
that's
off.
Like when Frank reads a history book.
I'm walking off. I'm walking off the show. I'm going to go be a security guard or something, man. I don't need this shit.
Why would you choose that job of all jobs? coming to this live from Gamatsu. Hockey and Rocky Reshined launches this fall for PS4 and Switch.
Reshined.
Yeah, not Reshined.
Oh, Reshined. Sorry, I didn't read that. I just skipped that.
Okay.
Previously known as Pocky Rocky 2021, the venture of Pocky and Rocky began again in the new game and original Shrine Maiden shooting series. Blah, 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 multi-directional scrolling shooter of classic 16-bit style graphics, sound and fun. Yay, fun.
Yeah, it looks cool. I mean, there's no video, but...
screenshots, so yeah. This one screenshot is nice looking.
Yeah, no video, but I'm down. Yeah. Totally down.
There already was a trailer for it, though, so you can watch the original trailer.
Nah, I don't have it queued up. So we're going to move on to the next Gutmatsu story.
We could, but we're not. We're lazy.
Exactly. Listen. Silver Case 2425 for Switch coming west on July 6th, actually. That's cool. Let's see, publishers. Okay, I already said that. It's remakes of Mystery Adventure games, The Silver Case and The 25th Ward, The Silver Case. So yeah, that's kind of cool. There's a little trailer here. Let's take a look at that. No sound, of course, but it's a Grasshopper Manu. That name is so funny to me. Grasshopper Manufacture. That's the name of the is that the developer or publisher? I think that's a publisher.
Developer and the publisher.
Oh, they're doing both. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Well, in Japan, it's both.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, there you go. Cryptic puzzles to uncover dark truths. So it's like a puzzle type shit. So that's cool. Like a visual novel type deal with puzzles and...
I mean, sometimes Grasshopper self-publishes, but they usually find another publisher.
Yeah. Let's see. What are we doing here? Frank, you're old enough to be a Walmart greeter, Freak5 says. That gets you an automatic exile. MXT says, Frank, some guy on Twitter named Adam messaged me asking if he knew how to get in, if I knew how to get in touch with you. He said, tell you he's your younger neighbor, Adam from Genesis. You son of a bitch. You got me, MXT. You son of a bitch. Is he still a nudist, Breakman? Really?
Well, I mean, he was the first nudist, right?
Oh,
Adam and Eve, first nudist.
How dare you? All right.
Well, after that whole incident with the snake, I doubt that he's still a nudist.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He got totally jealous of that fucking snake. Like, that's not fair!
He felt totally inadequate looking down.
Cloth on and... covered himself with a bush and shit. Like, no, this is stupid.
I think he said they broke up and she sued him for child support. MXT, how dare you? How dare you disparage Adam and Eve? Both you and Breakman, both exiled sons of bitches. I'm handing out exiles today. All right, Eric, you're up.
All right. Raiden X Mikado is coming to the West, and it's another shmup, but in the Raiden series.
Yeah, it's a remix. I'm interested in this, actually.
Yeah, I got Raiden 4 Overkill on the PS4, but this has got some more stuff in it.
Yeah, I'm actually interested in this. This might be pretty good.
Retail release, $30.
Yeah. They're really hard shmups. They're extremely difficult to ride in games, yeah, but...
Well, I don't know, and they're hard, but they have unlimited continues. You just keep playing until you beat the game, unless you want to do score attack. Then you'll just have to get good.
Freak5, I'm taking away one of your exiles, because you said, that's a great comment, man. He says Eve has an OnlyFans now. All right, that's the end of the news, thankfully.
May 6th is the release.
Oh, May 6th, okay, cool. And I'm actually interested in that. I'm not super good at those games, but for some reason they're just really fun to me, the shmups, bullet hell shit, you know, so. All right, homie discounts, we still got the PS Plus for $29.89. I can never find any discounts on, like, Xbox Gold or anything like that, so if I do, I'll definitely put them in there. Breakman, should I hit your music? Breakman, you're something else, man. All right, dear Breakman, what do you got?
Dear Breakman, this comes from, well, you know, our fan, the only one who ever sends us anything.
I think someone else sent you something this week, too.
There is, but it's not Dear Breakman.
Oh, I got you.
Dear Breakman, What is the correct way to put the toilet paper roll?
Oh. MXT, you might want to check Best Buy right now.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you're right. There wasn't. I forgot about that one.
What?
Bernie sent me a Deer Break Man, too. You're right. I completely forgot about that. But first, we've got to answer this other question here.
That's an easy one. That's super easy, Breakman. But I'll let you go first because it's your segment.
Well, now I'm curious.
Oh,
you never say something's easy, so I'm really curious.
Okay, toilet paper, right? We're talking about toilet paper under or over, basically, right?
Right.
Okay, it's over. I mean, there's no other way to do it but over. I mean, anybody that puts their toilet paper under just needs to have their head examined. Like if you put it over, like when you tear it off, it ravels less. I mean, it's just it like when you put it under, like for some reason that toilet paper always hits the ground at some point, and that's ridiculous. Slager makes a good argument. He says this argument depends whether or not you have kids or cats. Yeah,
that's true too.
That is true.
And actually, if Frank is incorrect, the correct way to do it is to put it as far away from the toilet as possible. So when guests come over, well, obviously when you're going to use it, you have it. Either way, up or down. But what you want to do is, when guests come over, is you don't want to leave toilet in the bathroom, so they owe you.
Oh, you know? Like you could like charge for toilet paper. I like that idea. Yep. Yeah, there you go.
You can make me get some money out of them, or get some favors. You know, I'm just saying. Maybe you don't. You know.
Like sexual favors for toilet paper. I mean,
from holding the toilet paper hostage. It's true.
Yeah, I mean, we had a like pandemic, and at the beginning of this pandemic, you guys remember toilet paper was a super hot commodity.
God, I know, like going online and people were selling it for like
crazy amounts of money, man. Like seriously, people were hoarding that shit and fucking charging ridiculous money. Capitalism. MXC says I've been trying to get a PS5/Xbox One forever. Now it seems this shit is insane.
Here's my best advice I can give you. Download an extension for Chrome called Popcart and set it to give you in-stock notifications for either of those two consoles.
There you go.
That's how I got my Series X, and that's how probably how my brother got his disc version of the PS5.
There you go, MXT. That's some heady advice. Wyland says you don't have the magic touch, which I agree, man.
Not Pop-Tarts, Popcart.
Man. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Here's my music, MXT says. Do I want to click on his YouTube link, guys? Do I really want to do that? Yes, I do. Oh, really? I love this. That's one of my favorite theme songs of all time, MXT.
That's an underrated theme. An underrated character. Like, of his characters, that is one of my favorites.
I used to have an autograph from Dude Love, man. He's the man. I love that Bee Gees style.
That one probably the Mankind because of how crazy he was as Mankind. But I just love the Dude Love. Like,
Dude Love was the best, man. That you're right, man. He's one of the most underrated characters ever, man. That I love Dude Love, man.
People always want him to go back to like Cactus Jack and stuff. Oh, just because he does the shooter, whoopee.
I know.
Dude Love was different, man.
I like all of his iterations. Mankind, yes. Dude Love, Cactus Jack was awesome. But yeah, Dude Love was probably my favorite, man. MXT says I
last
met
iteration was just Mick Foley.
Yeah.
I'm just me now.
I know. MXT says I met him at one of his comedy shows. He's legit awesome. Wyland says Wyland is correct, man. He says Vince hits the show with DMCA. Exactly. Well, if we're going to go
wrestler I've ever met and everyone I've ever talked about meeting wrestlers, I've never heard anybody say really bad things about wrestlers.
I
mean, every once in a while, there's like the Scott Hall alcohol stories and stuff like that. But I mean, for the most part, it's like people meet like friends were telling me they met Scott Steiner at a gas station and said he was like the nicest guy ever, you know?
Yeah.
Even though he's this hulking giant man.
Yeah, no, I've heard good stories about Scott Steiner. I think he gets a bad rap, actually. You know, I wasn't super appreciative of his wrestling style, but I've heard those stories, breaks for sure. So yeah, you want to hear a little more Dude Love break? A little more Dude Love?
Sure.
I love that song, man. He's the man. And the, you know, the Titantron video for that, I don't want to put that on, but it's really, really fun. Let's see. MXT says he said he'd answer any questions during the Q&A except for, quote, what was it like to fall off the cell? Because it's been asked to death. Speaking of Vince, what happened to Vincent Aron? Did he join the Marines? No, Vincent Aron actually went on to do bigger and better things, MXT. Of course, anything away from this show is probably bigger and better.
He's doing a podcast with 10 listeners.
Yeah, he's got 10 instead of 2 like us, so, you know. Slagar says, trying to figure out what they are talking about. You don't watch wrestling, Slagar, so yeah. I understand, man. Frank, you'd like early 90s Scott Steiner in the ring. Yeah, I've seen it. MXT, I'm a huge wrestling fan, MXT, like big time. Like I was there through, fuck, even NWA, AWA shit, the old Jim Crockett territory. Like I've seen a lot of that stuff, MXT, so yeah. So he became a cross-dresser, MXT says. what are you talking about, man? Okay. Eric, under or over on toilet paper?
Under.
Under? What the hell's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with all you guys?
What was the question again?
toilet paper, over or under?
What's over mean?
Like, do you put it to where it rolls over or under?
Eric doesn't use toilet paper. He's got 3 seashells.
Oh, that's right. And or like corn cobs and, you know, his hands, you know, stuff like that. You know what? I know what it is. Eric has a bidet, huh? speaking of NWA, you hear Jim Crockett Jr. died, MXT. I did hear that. That's pretty sad, MXT. But he was up there in age. I think he was like 76 or something, which is still not super old.
It really
but
depends, like, because, like, sometimes I do both, so I can make sure I can get rid of everything.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. That sound. So what are you saying, Break?
Huh? What was I saying?
Nobody is with today's show, man. This is the best show ever, man. Freak 5 says, Frank wrestled in the first Olympics. He lost. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled. You had good karma going, man. You were on the path to not being number one exiled person in chat, but you're back on that path, Freak 5. MXT says he just done a shoot interview with Conrad Thompson recently too. That's sad, MXT. It's really sad. MXT, did you watch AEW? And then that's all the wrestling talk for right now. All right, I'll be talking about wrestling later, actually, MXT, to be honest with you. What else we got, Break? Any other dear Breakman questions?
Yeah, this one was sent by Bernie, and I'm not really sure what this is. She sent me a link to she said, dear Breakman, your thoughts on this, and it's a link to
put the link in chat.
Wish Breakman. Shopping Made. A link it's an app to download Wish Shopping. It's a fashion decor electronics deals website where you can get let me see what they say about this. Wish connects shoppers directly to over 100 million manufacturers so shoppers can find affordable goods. There's no middleman, so prices are lower and the quality is the same as what you'd get at the mall.
Yeah, okay. Like a scam. She's gonna send me the link into chat here in just a second. what she sent you, Breakman, she showed this to me and I'm like, you gotta send this in, right? Is a link to a device for women that allows them to stand up while they're peeing while they're camping or out and about.
Hey,
like,
well, how did I get that link? I got this link to this scam website here.
What?
Well, as I said, this is like a link to download this app.
Oh.
Maybe it just sent the Wish app. Maybe that's.
Oh, okay. So she's going to find the link. But basically, it's a pink, like, it looks, you know what it looks like? It looks like one of those bedpans at the hospital.
that's where you see a bedpan, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not in your bedroom right now, Frank. Right?
How dare you, you son of a bitch. The Sheepy, Freak 5 says. I don't think they call it that on this app, Freak 5, but it's similar. It's basically like a bedpan looking thing with like an extension, like a little hose extension at the bottom so that people can pee. So there you go. That's been Slagar says that's been around for 40 years. Is it called the Lady J? I don't think they call it that either, Slagar. I don't on that app. What do they call it, Bernie?
Hold on.
Do you remember?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, she's looking it up while we continue. But basically, what do you think about that, Breakman? A device where women can stand and pee. Basically,
so
having
women men were given the God-given gift of being able to pee standing up, and here. Now women want to try and take that from us too. Haven't you women taken enough from us, men?
I see
how it is.
I know, man.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It's like the squirrels trying to take over. The women are now trying to take over too. next thing you know, they're going to be expecting us to like help them raise the kids and stuff like that.
Right, and they're going to be expecting us to cook and, you know.
Yeah, like you don't want me to cook. Like, geez.
I mean, we're
going
to have to like expand voting rights so they could vote and, you know, I mean, come on. You know, I mean, like, why would we do that, you know? I mean, come on. All right, you sent me the link, Slago.
To oppress women, why wouldn't we use it? I mean, why would we let them be free and make choices and stuff like that?
It's similar to that, Slagar. It's very, very similar, although it's pink and it like has an extension. My dog just yelped. I don't know what the hell that was all about. But it like the – here, I'll put it up on the screen now.
So if you buy this product, you need to make a video and show all of us, of course. You need to share with all of us.
Bernie, are you willing to demonstrate the Lady J?
Privately, in the bathroom later.
No, this has to be right out in the open. You have to do a video.
For all the guys? Oh, that would be awkward.
and women don't know that they don't know about, like, that we've got to lift the seat. They don't understand there's this hard task for us before we're able to pee. Like, we got to bend down and do something here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, you women are going to pee all over the seat now that you can do this, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
But what if you have like a long extension?
Oh, at least I don't have to clean it up because I'm a man.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, that's a woman's job to clean, yep. Obviously. Yep. I mean, break. I mean, that's women, you know. Slagar is exiled. I'm not even going to. He says, well, if Frank is around, of course it needs an exile. How dare you, you son of a bitch? I don't need this. I have all the stuff I need, sir, to go. You know what I'm saying? And Bernie can vouch for that. But basically, it's a pink version of this Lady J, but it's got a longer, like, kind of tube extension. I guess that's to, like, aim your pee somewhere.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good, because this other, the Lady J looks like it's going to spread everywhere.
Yeah, right? It's
if they put the seat up, like, you know, I know you women are lazy and you're not going to do it.
But right.
If they put the seat up, it's going to spray everywhere. You know, it's going to be on the floor, it's going to be on the sink, you're probably going to get it on yourself. Your legs, your shoes, you know, it's like peeing at a ballpark. Like if you go to a ballpark, hold it for God's sakes, because you're going to get pissed on by somebody.
You know,
just because of how open it is.
Right. You know, break the worst thing ever as a guy is to go into one of those like urinals at like an arena that they put a bunch of ice. It's like a trough. I always thought that was the stupidest, dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, I learned a lesson a long time ago. Never wear sandals to a baseball game or any sporting event in general, you know, because they cheap out in the toilet department.
Slagar says, yeah, chicks want to write their name in the snow, too. No, you know what? That's a God-given man right, Slagar. I mean, that's for men only, man. Only men pee in the snow like that. Make their names in snows and, you know, drawings and
mark their territory.
Right, mark exactly. How in the world are we going to let women do this, man? That's ridiculous. Freak Pie says, wish is crap sometimes. I saw an ad. The picture was of the Castle Grayskull toy from the 80s for maybe $20. I thought, cool, downloaded the Wish app and clicked on the ad. Yeah. Wish is kind of wishy-washy. Like, some things are really cool. We've bought a couple things on there, but it's not – I mean, you have to
I'm
really
guessing he's going to say this is, like, the crap version of the toys that I would get usually if they weren't hand-me-down toys. You know, oh, here's this G.I. Mo doll. What? Did you say G.I. Joe? No.
Yeah, G.I. Mo. Yeah, yeah. All right, Breakman, do we have anything else?
What was actually for sale was a poster with a bunch of Masters of the Universe action figures.
Yeah.
Reminds me of this bootleg wrestling CD I bought once. Like, oh, it's all the wrestling themes and stuff like that. And it was like generic versions of
backyard
the songs,
wrestlers and stuff. Yeah.
Well, it was like, here's the wrestler and here's their theme, but it was like a bad version of their theme because they didn't have the rights to their theme.
Well, it's the Big Slow.
It's shit.
Yeah. Did you see that Big Show signed with AEW break?
Yeah. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, okay. I have to throw in my wrestling talk because I hardly ever talk about wrestling. Okay, anything else, Breakman?
Not so far this episode, but no.
Yeah, I know.
I can't help MXT because I don't exactly remember. I think I was just looking for a storefront somewhere, and then Popcart popped up. And,
what do you want us to do, MXT? Hold your damn hand and do it for you?
I think you look for it on a store and then use the app extension to, like, do an in-stock alert.
MXT, be a man, grow up, and get it done. That's how you have to handle MXT, you know, like be
so
rough.
Is this so she can use the women's or the men's restroom? Is this what this is all about? Bernie just wants to go to the men's restroom.
That's exactly right.
To drive the guys in their nuts. Like,
yeah, and she wants to
whip the guys. There's going to be guys, for the most part, are probably like, okay, whatever. But, you know, there are going to be some guys that are going to be like, what the fuck is this?
Actually, guys would probably welcome that shit.
Terrified, like, oh, my God, oh, my God. He runs out of the bar screaming, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Breakman, you're looking at it wrong, man. Guys want this. They want that to happen, man, you know? I'm just saying, like, taking a peek over and stuff, you know, while a woman's, you know, doing her thing at the trough. You ever been to one of those troughs, Breakman, like at an arena or something? It's like,
yes, God, that's what I was saying. Worst. That's how I learned you don't wear sandals at a sporting event.
Right, unless you want to get pee all over.
Unless you want to get piss all over your feet, yeah.
Exactly. Piss feet. That's the name of the show, Piss Feet. MXT says, Young Rock is basically the best TV show ever, of course. I want you to donate a PS5 to me, he says. I don't know who he's talking to. He's probably talking to you, Break. Freak5 says...
Frank loves his sweaty men.
How dare you. Freak5 says, MXT wants Frank to hold his penis and write his name in the snow. yeah, no. Wyland is exiled again. There you go. Yeah, he says, I love sweaty men. Well, I mean, if you're talking wrestling, then yeah, of course, why not? Okay, let's move on, y'all.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Break.
I have actually beat a couple games this week. I beat Haven. Actually, I beat it a couple times.
Have you ever played that game Exile, Breakman?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, you're going to play it real soon. Just letting you know, you're exiled, you son of a bitch.
Why, because you come out to the Village People song when you're wrestling?
How dare you, man. Macho man. I couldn't even get YMCA. You got to do macho.
Oh, you know,
man.
Now that I think about it, I shouldn't have said that because that's what the former asshole comes out to.
Which one?
That's like Macho Man. Like, that's his theme.
No, Macho Man's theme was like that graduation song.
No, I'm saying the Macho Man song from the Village People.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Macho Macho Man. That song, you know?
Yeah, I know. How dare you? You couldn't even be YMCA. I'm not even that thought of in that regard. What is this?
Well, I could have said it's Raining Men, but I was trying to be nice.
How dare you? how dare you, son of a bitch? Being nice. How dare you? All right, continue on.
Okay, so let me see. Beat Haven is like a happy ending, sad ending, and there's variants of those endings. It's a really short game. I really enjoyed it, mostly for the story. And in fact, I just really wanted to play the story. I didn't even want the game for the most part, you know. Although I love flying around and they're just talking to each other, they're competing with each other, telling jokes and learning about each other more.
That sounds like a game I really want to play.
Yes, I do absolutely recommend the game. It's the worst part of the game is the gameplay.
Slagar, I'm watching that video, man. That's awesome. You guys should click on that link. It's a YouTube link to the sketch show Men Can Multitask. You guys want to see this? Is trough pissing? That's what it is. But it's really really fun. It says Frank at the urinal, but how dare you, Slagar? How dare you? Okay, what else you been playing, Break?
So I enjoyed it. I absolutely recommend that game. just because there is no other game I've ever played like it. It's a really unique experience, and I'm trying to download that video. Why is there audio? God damn, shut up. I want to listen. I want to watch this peeing video. Yeah. So it's a fun game. I absolutely recommend it for all adults to play. If you've never, I mean, we don't get to play an adult game often. I mean, usually it's just killing or it's sex or a straight two sex, you know, like you're going to hook her down the road and you're banging or something like that. Where this is one of the reviews that I read kind of explained it better than I was going to. This is kind of the second act of a relationship. In most games we see like, when a relationship happens, it's like you're the courting, you're meeting them, you're getting to know them, maybe going out on a date.
Yeah, possibly dating.
Maybe having sex for the first time. No, this is past that. This is an established couple.
I like that, man.
They're in a relationship together. They're in love. They're past all the all that other shit, you know.
Yeah.
And how often do you get to see like a couple in a game?
Yeah. This
extent, I've never seen it.
What's the name of that game again, Break?
Haven.
Haven. Okay. All right. Good. 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 Good.
Yeah, I recommend it. I absolutely recommend it for everybody. So, beat that one. I also beat Dead Rising again. It's just a fun waste of time killing zombies. If you just want to do something, just run over some zombies.
Yeah, if you want to play that game from start to finish in one sitting, then there you go.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. I'm probably going to play through it a few more times before I move on to something else. I don't know. I like it. I've always liked Dead Rising.
Yeah.
Dead Rising. I've never played the newest ones. I need to play some of the newer ones after this.
Yeah. Let's see.
I was the second one, actually. Now that I think about it.
Freak says, I've been playing Rogue Heroes Ruins of Tassos, and MXT for some reason is trying to plug Eric Landon RPG on YouTube, a decent RPG-related YouTuber.
I don't want to hear what guy he wants to plug right now. Like,
I agree. I totally agree.
I mean, that's none of my business. I'm not saying, like, I don't want to hear it because, he's gay, whatever. I don't care about that. I'm just saying, like, you know, that's none of our business, dude.
Yeah.
We don't talk about, like, I guess maybe we do sometimes talk. Never mind. I guess it is our business. Go ahead. You can tell us everything.
What else have you been playing, Break?
I've also played a new mobile game since I lost my phone, and I don't have my Google account because I'm on a fucking iPhone now.
iPhone's great, man. iPhones are awesome. Okay.
Well, I've been playing a game called Among Us, which is quite humorous game.
Is it that one where you kick people off the ship and stuff?
Yes. Basically what it is it's a multiplayer game. 8 people are on a ship. The ship's in trouble. It's going down and they're trying to fix it and repair it and run around doing all the little tasks, playing little mini games to try and fix it. But the catch is there is at least one traitor among the people that's trying to fix it. So there's one guy who's actively trying to murder you and sabotage stuff. Up to 3 people can be saboteurs. So so there's one guy trying to kill somebody and trying to sabotage, and the other people are trying to figure out who that person is while trying to fix the ship. So at certain points,
kind of like a more interactive version of Werewolf.
At certain points, you call a trial, and that's when people start debating on what the... Yeah. So, like, I saw this guy doing this and stuff like that, and
there's, like, ship logs and that you could go through, and,
there's tons of evidence you can find, and you can catch these people red-handed and stuff like that, but they can lie to you because it comes down to voting.
Yeah.
It comes down to the people's choice as to who they vote off. So you could be wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
And which is funny, that's actually what happened to me the first game. I was voted off right away. Like, wait, I didn't do it.
What happens when you're voted off? Don't you get to like be like a phantom or something? Like,
can be a ghost and you can still play like the little mini games and stuff. But you can't call the trial and you can't interact with the people who are still having that trial.
Yeah.
But it's funny to watch people like lying and. Like,
it's too bad you can't revenge haunt the people that set you up.
I know, that would be pretty awesome. It's usually like some guy, like it's blue, they have a guy's with a collar and that. So it's like a blue guy, but like, I saw Red doing this, and Red immediately said, no, blue was doing that or something. Like, it's back and forth, like, okay, well, who's lying to me, shit?
Yep. Commander Root's in chat. Welcome, Commander Root, and welcome back, Electrical Longboard. Been a long time since I've seen you, Electrical Longboard. Welcome on into chat. Thanks for joining the show. Idlara is in there as well, so thanks for joining, guys and gals.
It's a free-to-play game. There's not much to it. You can pay for like little add-ons, cosmetic stuff like that, but it doesn't affect the gameplay in any way.
Yeah, Slagar says his grandkids play Among Us, so yeah, it's all the rage. A lot of YouTubers playing Among Us.
Yes, it's a lot of fun, just fucking with people. Yeah. Usually I just sit there and I don't say anything because it doesn't matter what I say. You're not gonna believe me, or you're gonna believe me. I mean, you can if I really want to put some effort into it, but usually it's just back and forth. Like, he did this, he did this. Like, nuh-uh.
Yeah, exactly. No, I didn't. I was over here. Well, according to logs, you were right there. You know, it's like, okay.
All right. I was watching the security camera, dude. I saw you do it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, I beat two games and played another. I mean, Jesus Christ, Frank, what do you want from me?
I want more, damn it. All right, Eric, you're up.
We're still on Sweetos, right?
We're on... what we've been playing.
Yeah.
What we've been playing. We haven't even got to Stinkos yet.
Yeah, that was such a long statement, I kind of dropped off.
Are you asleep?
I'm kind of tired.
Okay, you do sound tired. You sound tired.
Yeah.
Anyways, I've been playing Bravely Second a little bit more. Not as much as I'd hoped this week, but I've been playing more Neo 2, and I got that finished, so... I'll have a review in a little bit. Otherwise, I played a tiny bit of Notenia of Virtual Stars. Decided, yeah, I have had enough of this game. I mean, I'd play it for the character interactions, but the gameplay of the game is a slog. Hmm. And it's mostly a vehicle for advertising VTubers.
Okay.
But that's all I've been playing, really.
Okay. I've been playing...
I've also been playing Mario 35, just to interrupt real quick.
Oh, yeah, okay.
See, you better play now.
Yeah, and they announced the day is end of the month, so that's it.
Is it ever coming back, do you think, or what?
Probably, but it's
like
just
the 50th anniversary, it'll be a 50-player game or something.
Yeah. Freak said, LOL, Frank accidentally sent my package to Eric. And MXT is exiled, son of a bitch. Says Frank loves packages. How dare you? Okay, I've been playing MPQ, of course. I play that daily. And then a game called Detroit Become Human. And I did beat it. So if you're on the counter, I think that's my fifth game this year that I've beaten. So I'm on a tear with beating video games this year, guys. And I will have a review, which, let's go into it.
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, review time. Eric, you want to go first, or you want me to go first?
Go first. Neo 2, I played the PS5 version of this because I have the collection now, but sold my PS4 version a while back because I found out about this. But it is more or less more of the same of Neo. It's not exactly the same, though. There are quite a number of quality of life improvements, as well as new gameplay tweaks that make the experience better, in my opinion. But the only thing that isn't as good as the original Neo is that its narrative is got a couple plot holes, and it's not as good. It's not as fleshed out, but it's more of an excuse to do some stuff with the new gameplay than anything else. But, because, it is both a prequel and a sequel to Neo, because it takes place nearly 50 years before the events of the first game. But by the time the game ends, it is, like, the same period of time where Neo 1's DLC ends. And you actually do the final mission with William. So the game takes place over the course of several decades.
Okay.
But, anyways, new mechanics in this game would include, I haven't seen all the new mechanics, but I've seen most of them. Because, like, there's apparently a mechanic with the Way of the Wise difficulty that lets you get scrolls And these scrolls can give you additional passive buffs to, like, various traits. But you have to play on New Game Plus 2 to get, or 3 to get there. But I don't know if I'll do that. But can... They replaced the Living Weapon system with a Yokai Shift, because your character is also half Yokai. And unlike the first game, your character is user-created, so you can be a girl if you want. Yokai Shift basically, unlike Living Weapon, works more like Devil Trigger, because there are different forms you can choose. You can become to, and like the brute one's obviously the big strong one, but their attacks are a bit slower. And then there's Feral, which does the quick attacks, and then there's the Meiji type one called the Phantom. But there are also additional attacks that you can do outside of Yokai Shift to just do additional damage, and they kind of replace your guardian spirit attacks that you could do, which were hard to pull off, which is probably why they implemented this system. Because now all you have to do is hold down the R1 button and then one of the first three face buttons aside from the circle. Other mechanics include the Stone of Penitence thing, where you can use those instead of a Chocho Cups to gain divine items, and instead what you can do use your Chocho Cups for, in addition to getting stuff in the tea house, you can use them to actually lay them down and then summon AI phantoms of players that have done that before, which sounds helpful until you realize most of them are shitty.
Yeah, that sucks.
They might be good for a certain, like, yokai realm fights that, like, are one-time enemy encounters in a map. And once you clear them, you know, deal with them again. That might be helpful to distract the enemy, but, like, that's really all they're good for. Like usually the ones based on player characters are the garbage AI ones, and the ones that are based off of in-game NPCs are more useful. Unfortunately, there aren't that too many of those. But they are there. And there are more missions in the game where AI companions will help you, like the NPCs. So that's nice. That's about it for the new mechanics. Also, there's one more mechanic that's, I think, really useful. And it doesn't replace the parry system in the game, because there are various active skills that are parries. But it makes it so that some of the more dangerous attacks in the game of Neil 1 were hard to avoid. And the way they've done it here is they give you a nice tell where something will flash from an enemy, and then you'll be able to counter it with your Yokai Shift ability. And if you do it at the right time, if you do it the wrong time, you'll dash out of the way. If you do it the right time, you won't take any damage, or your damage will be greatly reduced, and then you'll stun them, and then you'll get a full key gauge refill, a mostly full key gauge refill that lets you do a couple attacks and then get out of the way before he starts up again. And that's actually a good way of reducing their own key.
Okay.
And like, and that is really helpful when you're in the Yokai realm. Because like the first game's idea of implementation of the Yokai realm was kind of half-baked. Because it usually just be a pool of darkness that just reduces increases your key consumption and reduces slows the rate of key recovery. But in this game, there are like various areas covered in darkness, and you have to find the right yokai to kill to clear it. So it's a little bit more strategic in that sense. The game is a bit more difficult than the original Neo, but it's not so much more difficult that they'll be insurmountable for people. It just, yeah, you played the first, it assumes you play the first Neo, so you'll just get used to it.
All right, Eric, so what are you giving Neo 2?
I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Ooh, that's high praise, man. I think it's because of all the quality of life additions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What else you got, Eric?
So basically, I just wanted to mention a little bit more burst counters. They're basically the equivalent of the Mercury counter from Sekiro.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. That's a stellar review for Neo 2. Make sure you get it. Very good on the PS5. There were some differences between Neo 1 and Neo 2 as far as like playing them on PS5. For some reason, Neo 1 had a couple of small advantages, but I don't remember. Well,
I think it's because Neo 2, while it uses the same engine as Neo 1, is also got extensive graphical updates, which makes it a more demanding game.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Go out and check out Neo 2. I can't even get out of the first area in Neo 1, so I don't even know if I'll ever get to Neo 2, if I can't even handle Neo 1, but whatever. All right. I'm going to do a quick review of Detroit Become Human. It's basically an interactive movie is the best way to put it. It's from the same people that did Beyond Two Souls and Heavy Rain and games like that that are basically more cinematic experiences. And basically what it boils down to is androids becoming sentient in a way. And you know, the moral dilemmas with that, like how you treat, you know, basically robots and machines. And
we treat them like we treat women. Jesus, get in the kitchen, make me a sandwich. And
yeah.
And do then go clean the piss off the floor that Bernie sprayed with her Lady J.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. That's how it exactly should be. It does have a lot of morality to it. I do like it. There's different branches of depending on the way that you do the dialogue and stuff and the choices that you make. Like the choice I made was just the robots become you know, they become sentient and they form an army and they're ready to take over pretty much. I mean, it's a very cynical, kind of twisted view on the T2 kind of formula, you know, like Skynet and shit like that. But I don't know, it's really good. I enjoyed it. The graphic.
I can't get into David Cage's games because I thought that Beyond Two Souls was garbage.
I didn't like Beyond Two Souls either, Eric, but I did like Detroit Become Human. I thought it was good. I give it an 8 out of 10.
I just think that Cage does not know how to direct a game, and he clearly wants to make movies and not games.
And the
writers there are not good either. I think if you worked at Quantic Games, though, David Cage's bullshit would make it hard for you to write a good story anyway.
Well, I don't know. That aside, I think Detroit Become Human is his best work. I played through Heavy Rain. I liked Heavy Rain okay. There were some plot kind of misgivings with Heavy Rain, but I did like it. I did not like Beyond Two Souls.
Like the whole, my son's missing and Killer's going to kill him if I don't do what he says, but I'm going to fuck you anyway because we gotta have a sex scene in our fucking game for no reason.
Yeah, I understand that the problems with Heavy Rain, Eric, but overall it was a good experience. It wasn't a bad experience. Matter of fact, I've talked about it on this show before. Heavy Rain has one, like, there was a DLC for Heavy Rain that literally scared the living shit out of me. Like, I've never been chilled to the bone in a game like I was with Heavy Rain with the scenario involving, I believe her name was Morgan. You know, being drugged by a serial killer, basically. And it was jarring. Like, I'd never felt that way in a video game.
I called that the Dr. Giggles segment. I didn't even know that was DLC, because I think I had the DLC, and I just played the scenario like I thought it was a standard part of the game.
Yeah.
It's, like, integrated into the main game.
No, it just scared the shit out of me, Eric. It was one of the most fantastic things that I've ever played in a video game. And I know the game wasn't like mind blowing. I think I, at the time, I think I gave it a 7 or 7.5 out of 10, but But that particular scenario chilled me to the fucking bone. I've never played anything like it since or before, and it resonated with me. I did not like Beyond Two Souls. I thought the mechanics were just not that great.
And not to mention the plot was completely out of order.
Yeah.
I mean, they apparently fixed that, but I don't think it fixes the game overall.
Yeah. Well, I like Heavy Rain. I don't know. I there's something about that game that I really like other than Jason shit and, you know, a couple other things in the game. But Detroit Become Human is a little bit different, Eric. It does bring some humanity to video games. I mean, it can barely be thought of as a video game. Like I said, it's more of an interactive movie, and I agree with you. He wants to be a movie maker more than anything, but you know what? Sometimes that translates really well to video games, and in this case, I give Detroit Become Human a solid 8 out of 10. I think it's a pretty damn good game with a lot of moral dilemmas that you have to go through. So, you know, I want to get caught up on Chad. I forgot to mention Weiland's been playing Ultra Street Fighter 2. And he's going to play some Skullgirls since they have a new character now. Breakman's hungry, and I agree with you. Freak says, Frank, your shit is alive? Yeah, it is. Freak 5,
wait, watch out for it. Where'd you see Wyland saying stuff? Because I haven't seen.
Yeah, it was way back. MXT says, oh, crap, what if I'm really a cyborg? Wanda, MXT says. Slager says, whoa, before you start the Wanda stuff, let me know. I have 4 more to go, so I can bail before you start.
Wait, what's Ultra Street Fighter 2? I only know of Ultra Street Fighter 4.
I don't know. I think it's Street Fighter. I think that's what he said.
Is it a ROM? Is it a ROM hack? Because that
no idea.
Sense.
You have to ask Wyland. Slagar, we're gonna do that now, Slagar. But come back in about 5 minutes. I'm gonna make it really quick. So this is your warning. Break. Do you want to?
Yeah. At the end, Wanda dies.
Yeah. Slagar, you might want to step away for just about 3, 4, or 5 minutes.
At the end, Baby Yoda shows up.
Okay. This is fair warning. I'm going to try to not be spoilery, but I understand Slagar's stance, so he still has some episodes to go. So come back in about 5 minutes, Slagar, and we'll be good to go. But that's fair warning. So there goes Slagar. WandaVision started out really weak. I mean, I think Brake and I discussed this. It first three episodes were like, why am I even watching? I literally was with you, Brake, man, when you said that I don't know if I want to watch the rest of the show.
I think it was intentional to make you go, what the fuck is
yeah,
going
no,
on?
Yeah, no, I agree.
You're supposed to feel like the characters at that part.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, but usually, but when there's a what the fuck is going on premise, usually they try and hook you by the second episode and give you something to really come back to.
Yeah.
But they were like just giving you breadcrumbs for those two episodes.
They were.
It wasn't until the end of the third episode.
Slow burn before.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're impatient nowadays, so.
Yeah. But basically by the fourth episode is when things really kind of pick up big time. And they start like that fourth episode, Breakman, like totally got me like, holy shit, this is actually they're doing something with this show. And from that point on, it was spectacular. The first three episodes were junk, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And the last six episodes were not mind blowing by any stretch, although I will say the last episode was pretty fucking good, man.
I gotta say, like, Elizabeth Olsen looks more like a comic book character than most of the characters. When she was in her costume and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
She looks more like a comic book character than most of the.
Totally.
Like, I think they should model Wanda from now on over her. Like they've done with Fury.
Yeah, I agree.
She's now modeled after Samuel L. Jackson.
I agree. I think she looked fantastic in that outfit. Like, spoiler. She gets her comic book costume. And it looks great. I mean, she looks great. It looks great. The show looked great. Last six episodes. Other than those first three episodes, I think it was pretty mind blowing. Like the end episode, it's a series finale. So this is it for WandaVision. But that last episode opened up a lot of doors. You heard stuff about Sorcerer Supreme, which for comic book nerds totally means Doctor Strange. You know, the The effects in that last episode were fantastic. Like, you had the battle between witches, which was fucking phenomenal. You had a little bit of a time jump. You had, I mean, there was nothing left unturned in that last episode, Breakman. Do you agree?
Yeah. There was definitely something that disappointed me in that last episode, and a huge question I have. Joe Biden is Mephistos.
Mephisto. What's your question, Break? Let's see if I can answer it.
It's really spoiler heavy.
We're doing spoilers, man. Everybody's,
okay, fine. Why does Vision leave?
Good question. I think it's because his programming wasn't quite set. So he was trying to get things. I mean, this is just speculation.
Because, like, at that point, he was given the memories. Like, you would think he would have stayed right at that point and helped. Like, I didn't understand why he left.
I think he left because if he had stayed within that biosphere, that something might have happened to him. I don't know, to be honest. But I think, I mean, the white vision happened in the comic. The all-white vision.
I don't understand, like, why white vision left.
At
that point, you would have think that he would stay and protect Wanda. Like, he has got all of his memories back, you know?
You know, maybe the explanation is he actually trusted the other Vision to take care of business.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe we'll get answers to that in the Doctor Strange movie. MXT says last episode was basically an Avengers movie battle scene.
Yeah,
pretty much. So I think it was pretty fantastic. I'm still going to give it an 8 out of 10, Break. I don't know if you agree with me, but 8 out of 10.
I have one really huge disappointment with it, too. That turns out Quicksilver was just a guy there. It wasn't like they didn't bring him in from the other universe.
I didn't have a problem with that, and I'll tell you.
I was a little irritated with that, like, because I thought it was just a really cool way to bring in another universe, and then they're like, nah, he's just somebody else here.
I did think that was creative, but I think it makes total sense that the original, what's his name, Maximo? Pietro Maximoff.
I was like, who's Maximo? Yeah, are you Maximo. Talking about the loincloth guy? PS2 game?
No, Pietro Maximoff was the original was the true Quicksilver, and then that other Quicksilver was just a quick nod to the X-Men universe in Fox. But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he will be Quicksilver in the new version or whatever, but
maybe that's just their way of saying we're going to use him for the next Quicksilver in the MCU.
Yeah, MXT says White Vision is
and we'll come up with some weird way where he didn't die or something.
Yeah, well, White Vision is the I lost my fucking thing here. Okay, White Version that appears in the old Captain America and Avengers game. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Beat him
so
up.
I don't care if you're spoiling this for me, because, like, at least now if I hear this, it will make sense when I see it, finally.
Break 5, that's awesome, man. I'm not even going to read that. But okay, so what are you giving, Break, WandaVision?
Would you give it an 8?
Yep. Yep.
I think that's appropriate writing. I think so.
Yeah, I mean, the last 6 episodes really, like, picked it, back up, and, you know, that's why, I mean, to me, it would have been an easy nine if the three first episodes.
I would say, the last episode was really heartbreaking, so, yeah, you know, like, if you've been watching, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
I mean, you know this is coming, so it was a really sad episode, and not in a bittersweet kind of way. It was just, I'm like, ah, fuck, she's, wow, she's losing everybody.
Yep.
Again.
Okay. Let's move on to everybody's. Break. Did you have any more reviews? Sorry.
No. I feel like she should really do something for that town to, like, come back and give them all billions of dollars.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned, Breakman. Stay tuned.
Like, she owes them.
Yeah. Yep. No spoilers. We didn't spoil anything, Freak 5. Okay. Moving on.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman.
I was shocked when Thanos showed up in the last
episode. I know, Thanos was a big surprise, man. I was like, and then when Ultron came back,
shows up.
Did you
Danny DeVito?
hey, Break. Did you see Ultron? Did you catch that Easter egg of Ultron? Like,
you mean they fucked?
Yeah. Ultron and Thanos going at it, man.
God, we didn't need to see that scene.
I know, that was pretty terrible, man.
Yeah.
What's everybody's?
That was a bit rough. Like, we didn't need to see the purple penis.
Right. MXT says, "What's everyone's favorite? Everybody Loves Raymond episode." You know, my favorite was the one where I turned it off. That was my favorite MXT. Break. Did you catch the premiere of The Flash? Wyland is asking.
No.
All right, Break. What is your stinko of the week?
My stinko of the week goes to, well, Frank, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
There's a pandemic going on, right?
The last I checked, still raging.
Okay, well, what the fuck is up with Texas and all these other states that decide to follow suit with them and that masks are, we don't need masks anymore. It's cured now that there's a vaccine.
It's not.
I'm afraid that Ohio's going to go the same place.
Okay.
I'm afraid of that, too.
You're referring to.
Mike DeWine has been. He's gotten nothing but pressure from the Ohio Republicans in the state government.
Yeah.
Like, they've been trying to impeach him and get him removed and everything from the mask mandate. And,
yeah.
For curfews and stuff like that.
Here's my take on it, Break. It's not all of the officials in Texas and Mississippi's fault. And let me tell you why. I think it's stupid. No question about it. We're right in the middle of a pandemic and still rising. I know there's reports,
yes,
like certain places, like I think it's Las Vegas, like they're actually down. Like they went from like 2,000 cases down to like 250 cases, which is a big, you know, that's nice. That's good. That's progress. You know, we're doing better. People are wearing masks. You know, they're not, you know.
Vaccines are going out.
Yeah, vaccines are going out, et cetera, et cetera. But the problem with that is it can rise exponentially if you have people mingling with each other. So that I think it's more people putting pressure on these officials than the officials' actual act that should be condemned here. All right?
It's like that, and I mean, like you said, we gotta get money out of politics because that's the way our elected officials are running our government. They're running it based on who's donating the most money, and you know they don't have to disclose it at all because that's been taken off the books.
Yeah,
you know, companies can send them money, and they're like, no, we don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. MXT says, I will say the new Batwoman is way better than actress Ruby Rose. I have no idea what you're talking about. LMAO.
Ruby Rose was the actress that was, she was Batwoman for one season and then she quit.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. We had a customer get mad because we told her to put a mask on. She said, the governor of Texas says I don't have to wear one. I didn't have the heart to tell her that we are in North Carolina, not Texas. Freak 5 Stinko, I think someone stole my squirrel feeder. That's actually not a bad thing. Then there's no squirrels that'll be coming to your house, Freak 5. First couple, okay, never mind.
See, you've been scammed. It was the squirrels who stole your feeder. They
right.
want you to buy them another one.
They're not your friends.
What are the squirrels or the actual donors?
No, the squirrels, they've taken it and they've put it somewhere so they can, you know. So
no,
they've
I'm talking
got
about for the politicians. The squirrels are doing the donations.
MXT says, you guys think the new China strain of COVID.
Squirrels want to kill us
all. MXT says, you guys think the new China strain of COVID is bad. Wait until the North Carolina strain mutates. Ruby Rose was terrible. You can tell she didn't want to be on the show. Yeah. I hate when that happens. Like you're getting this once in a lifetime great opportunity to play a great character and then you fucking are bored with it or whatever. It's like, fuck off. Go take your millions and
she decided after a year like that she couldn't do this. So at least she walked away from it as opposed to keep trying.
Yeah. No, I guess.
But maybe she shouldn't have ever been into it, but it's not her fault she was hired.
Yeah. No, that's true too. They could have did a better job of hiring.
She probably got stuck in a contract.
Yeah. All right, Break Man.
Texas and all these other states that want to end mask mandate. And of course Texas wants to kill the people of Texas as much as they possibly can. With
well, they proved that.
Freezing
with,
them to death, taking away their food and water, electric, you know, all that
yeah.
stuff.
Didn't they prove that with...
price gouging.
Didn't they prove that with the hurricane that went through Houston, that Texas doesn't give a fuck about it, the Texans there? Like, the government... Well, yeah. I mean, the government doesn't give a fuck about any of us, to be honest with you, Brake. But
that's why I don't want my sister moving there, even if it is awesome.
Texas fucking blows.
I need to convince her to like call the whole thing off.
Texas is the worst, one of the worst fucking states I've ever visited. Arizona's pretty bad. Texas is nothing but hot and humid, and I can't stand it. There's big stretches of nothing in Texas. I know
that sounds like Ohio.
Some people like it, but I'm like, I don't know what the attraction to Texas is. I've been to Dallas. I've been to Houston. I mean, those places are okay, I guess. The best place in Texas is Austin, for sure. But other than that, like, Texas has nothing to offer. I don't understand the attraction that everything is bigger in Texas. Okay. I mean, if you feel that way, feel free, you know? I mean, I don't know what Texas, to me...
I don't know why it's a haven for voice actors, but whatever.
I don't know, man. I don't know what the attraction... Maybe the taxes are a little less there.
Maybe it's because they don't want to go out of the side of their homes and deal with the other Texans.
I guess, man.
That's their job is to go online, voice acting.
I can't stand Texas, man.
Yeah, but you have to go inside a studio.
There's
I was joking.
Like,
you know?
Texas is one of the...
like working from home.
Like, Texas is one of the worst states in other regards, too, because it's one of the most racist states in the union. Like, I can't tell you, like, the shit I got when I went through there, and my dad, and I mean, oh, God, they're so, like, you know, for a state that's bordered on Mexico, they really hate Mexicans. They really hate Mexicans, man. Like, it is a state that if they could put up turrets at the border and just mow down people as they're trying to cross, they would do it, man. They totally would do it, and they wouldn't care. It's fucking crazy. Texas is one of the worst states in the union. They really are. And there's so many other bad things about Texas. I'm not even going to get into it, but they're terrible. Freak Pie says the best place in Texas is the state line when you are leaving. You are damn right, Freak Pie. Texas sucks, man. It's awful. The politics there are awful. I mean, just look who they have in office now. Abbott as governor, Ted Cruz as a senator. I mean, Ted Cruz proved his mettle when he left to fucking Mexico while his constituents were in a fucking freezing, you know, like...
I know, and then he blames other people. Like, he's one of the worst pieces of hypocritical shit in Washington right now.
Yeah,
yeah. Which is saying a lot.
anything else?
I'm just really irritated.
Freak says, well, Frank, you and your father were crossing illegally. That's why you got so much shit. No, actually, my dad was the one that crossed illegally.
No. Don't tell him about how I helped you get... I mean...
Oh, yeah, you mean that whole coyote thing, Break, where you had like
I thought we said we were good
to... Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Totally. Well, to kind of go along with that, speaking of pieces of shit, I'm going to go next, Eric. Usually I let you go... next, but I'm going to go next since it kind of related to mine. There were a bunch of idiot Democrats who voted against a $15 minimum wage. And it's super, super disappointing that even one... Two things. 8 Democrats voted against the minimum wage, $15, which I don't understand why that's a problem with anybody. But anyways, I understand why it's a problem for corporations because they want to keep all their... You know,
who do you think's funding these people?
Right, right. But like, they all should want a federal minimum wage of at least 15, and I argue that it should be at least 20 to 22, because if you look at the rate of inflation, it should be $22 an hour right now. Minimum wage should be $22 fucking dollars an hour. Full stop. You know, that would lift so many people out of fucking poverty, but that's exactly what these corporations don't give a fuck about. They want as many people into poverty. I mean, they made, during the pandemic, Breakman, you realize that
I don't even want to, like, the disgusting amounts of money that was made during the pandemic while most Americans suffered.
Trillions of dollars. There's like 82 new billionaires after this pandemic. Like, it is disgusting the amount of money that companies have made off of this pandemic. It's sick. And for people like Kirsten Sinema.
Blood money.
Kyrsten Sinema is the worst, and I put down on my notes here, I want to specially mention Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona.
Oh, she's Arizona, yeah.
Because not only did she vote against the federal minimum wage to be raised to $15, she did a little curtsy. And as she did that curtsy, I noticed something, all right? She had a backpack. Her backpack was a – it wasn't like a Louis Vuitton, but it was along those lines. I can't remember the designer.
Coach.
It wasn't Coach. It was some weird super expensive backpack, right?
Dolce that, & Gabbana.
It wasn't Dolce, but it was along those lines. You can understand. Like, you know. You got it, all right? Which was probably worth as much as, I don't know, $2,000-$3,000, somewhere around there for a fucking backpack. Or I don't know how much it costs. But basically, she did this little curtsy, and it was like she was so emphatic about giving the thumbs down that I was like, if you're in Arizona – and by the way, there are 890,000 people in Arizona alone that don't make $15 an hour. All right? If you're one of those people – I want you to think long and hard about who you vote for in the next election and get that motherfucking piece of shit Kyrsten Sinema out. And you know what sucks about it? Kyrsten Sinema was on Twitter a few years ago before she became a I think she's a senator. Before she became a senator, she was railing for a $15 minimum wage. Yeah. She was,
which is part of the problem. Is that a lot of these politicians will say one thing and then they get elected in and they do another thing. So, I mean, what are the voters supposed to do when we're fucked like that? We have no avenue to remove somebody from
right,
you know,
right.
Us over in line.
Right.
To us,
the only people that are not in favor of a $15 minimum wage are corporations and people that aren't thinking things through. Okay? Those are the only two. So that's my stinko Kyrsten Sinema and the Democrats who voted against that minimum wage. MXT says, Frank, what was tougher, crossing the border in Texas or walking through the Red Sea with Moses? How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Freak 5 says, on another stinko, my job is trying to have
fording all the rivers in the Oregon Trail.
crossing a river is not the easiest, to be honest with you. I never did. I was born in the United States, so hopefully everybody doesn't think I'm illegal. My job is trying to have a set day shift and night shift. Right now, four positions. The employees switch between days and nights, switch working days for 1 or 2 weeks, then nights for a week. My job wants to get rid of the shifting shifts. The problem is they don't have enough people wanting to work nights all the time. So they are giving a raise to anyone who wants to work nights. Well, I mean, I guess that's a fair.
They should have done the first day.
That's what
place.
They should have. Yeah, exactly. There was something else. Okay.
Oh, here's oh shit! It doesn't have her list on here, but here's the 8 Democrats who voted down $15 minimum wage. Chris Coons,
Manchin.
Chris Coons makes $10.13 million a year. Ugh. Angus King makes $9.49 million a year. Joe Manchin, the net worth is $7.62 million. Tom Carper's $5.73 million. Jian Shaheen, $3.82 million.
Right.
John Tester, $3.67 million. Maggie Hassan, $3.47 million. And they don't have cinemas listed here, but
yeah.
I mean, these people are millionaires,
right?
Every single fucking one of them.
It's really super disappointing, man. Like it just.
It's not like the progressives that are supposedly progressive actually fought for it.
Right. Right. That's exactly right.
They just kind of gave up.
Yeah, they just gave up, and that's what they've been doing. You're right, Eric. They're fucking worthless, man. So that's mine. Eric, you have a...
And then they're going to gaslight about it later. I'm sure AOC is going to do that.
Of course. All right, Eric, what you got?
I got finding out that Michael Shermer is a transphobe piece of shit that... And I'm completely flushing him from life. And I'm just saddened that we get these skeptical atheists from back in the day just proving that they're actually just garbage like everybody else.
Who is that?
Michael Shermer. Michael Shermer.
Yeah.
Who is
he's a prominent skeptic, and, you know, he made a lot of sense when it comes to, like, religion and, you know, the case against religion, etc. But
anyway, here's why.
Here's another great number for you, Frank. Back to what was that just talking about?
Yeah.
Federal minimum wage in 1990 was $3.80.
Yep.
2000, it was $5.15. 2010, it was $7.25. Currently, still $7.25.
Yep.
In 1990, there were 66 billionaires. In 2000, there were 498 billionaires. In 2010, there are 401 billionaires. Yeah. 2021, there are now 664 billionaires.
Yep. Yeah, it's
meanwhile, 64% of the American 63 or 64% of the American population lives paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. Freak Pipe's actual stinkle was they're not giving him a raise because he only works till six.
The reason why I'm saying this is because he recently did a latest episode of his podcast where he did an interview with this woman named Abigail Schreer, who is a transphobe and is writing a book called Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, which is basically saying that it's a craze and it's a concern, which it sounds like right-wing talking points.
Yeah, it is, man.
And she's a big TERF like J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, it sucks.
And you don't interview somebody like that because, one, you don't need to give Transformers a platform. Two, if your excuse was, well, for people don't truly understand the entire idea of transness and why transphobia is bad, here's an example. They didn't have that kind of disclaimer, and that would have been almost a reckless move, in my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, it's sad, man.
But you don't give somebody a platform unless you have some kind of accord with them.
Yeah. It's really sad. It's
and,
sad.
And it was, he was already on the outs with me because of some things that were concerning, but now this clinches it.
Yeah, it's Michael Shermer's not a great person. He's a brilliant guy when it comes to talking about religion and atheism and, you know, stuff like that, but things like this just tank his standing in the atheism community for sure, man. He's not worth listening to.
It sucks when the smart people are just, you know, pieces
as
of
bad.
Shit.
Yeah, totally. All right, we need to move on. We'll do our Sweetos really quickly, guys.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
I'll give you my Sweeto real quick break before we get to yours. AEW, dude, you got to start watching, man. It's getting better and better. This Sunday, they're having a pay-per-view, and on the pay-per-view, they're going to announce another big signing. Like, I don't know who it's going to be. It could be Mark Henry. It could be Kurt Angle. It could be Brock Lesnar. But somebody big is coming to AEW on Sunday, and I'm totally all here for it. So I can't wait, man. It's going to be awesome. Breakman, what's your Sweeto?
I just want to thank Mrs. Breakman's parents. Once again, I have car trouble. Once again, they let me use their car. So
that is awesome, man. Kudos to them, man. Stepping up, helping family out. Love it. Any word on when you're going to get a check for a new car, man? Like 2 years from now, we'll be talking to Break about this, man, for sure. And that's
no. 2 years, we'll be just as pissed.
Yep. I feel bad for you, Break, but I know in the end it's actually going to work out for you, especially if you get a lawyer.
Yeah, I've got a lawyer and everything, so
all right.
Good time.
Let the lawyer work, man. That's all I got to say. Freak Pie says his Sweeto is ribeye for dinner, and he's not that hungry. Okay. Okay. Eric, your Sweeto of the week.
My Sweeto is that my niece is walking.
Yay!
Yeah.
That's she's actually trying to run away.
No, not that kind of walking. Not actual walking.
She's walking off the show. What she's doing. Okay, guys. Let's.
I don't live with this family anymore. I'm walking away.
Exactly.
Anyways, I don't have the video. I did post the video on Twitter. I don't know if anybody saw it, but Frank saw it.
I did. It's actually pretty amazing the progress that your niece is making, man. It's pretty awesome, man. I told you, man, that's one of my favorite things of today's show was that announcement that your niece is walking, man. It's always a good thing, man. So there you go. Okay, here we go. Freak 5 is exiled because that was an inflammatory comment, don't you think, Breakman, that he's not hungry?
Yeah, no shit.
I know.
He's acting like a Republican.
Exactly. Are you a closet Republican, Freak Five? I think that's what it is, man. Cruelty. Yes, okay.
Just being cruel to be cruel. Yeah. Exactly.
We're going to probably go over a few minutes, guys, because we got lots to discuss here. Yeah, exactly. Okay, free-for-all this week. The poll has been decided barely. I think actually it was equal between...
It was the closest poll, yeah. It was 37% was the winner, and the next closest was 36%. So 1% winner here.
I think we actually got the same amount of votes, actually. But I think this is more akin to our show. So we're just going to do the Genesis games. I was going to do a coin flip, but I'm like, nah. I mean, Genesis fits... you know, what we're doing here. So we're going to go through it. We're going to determine the greatest Genesis/Mega Drive game of all time, guys. So why don't we get right into it, right at the top here.
You're a real bastard for this, Frank.
What? What am I a bastard for?
You're bringing two really great games together.
What are you talking about? Which matchup are you talking about?
Freak's walking off the show, by the way.
Number 1 and 2.
No, 1 and 2? Okay, well let's do it.
Let's go.
Fantasy Star 4 versus Gunstar Heroes. Eric, you're up.
Oh, I don't want to get rid of Gunstar Heroes, but I have to because Fantasy Star 4 is so amazing.
Well, maybe you won't have to because I'm going to go with Gunstar Heroes.
No, he was right the first time because Fantasy Star 4 is so amazing.
It is pretty amazing. I was just trying to be inflammatory. So Fantasy Star moves on. That's a shame because Gunstar Heroes is a really good game, man.
Yeah, but it's just Fantasy Star 4 was such a very good game. Like I just that was the only RPG I might just let me play under Genesis.
Yeah, Freak says Freak 5 says I thought MXT was calling in. I thought so too, Freak 5, but apparently he didn't show up. I mean, that's pretty much MXT's MO, so, you know. All right, next matchup, guys. Shadow Dancer, I think that's Shadow of the Shinobi versus
this is like the third Shinobi game.
Yeah. Versus Haunting, starring the Polter guy. I'll start with you, Breakman.
Oh, this is the game I recommend. One of the games I asked you to put in here, Haunting. It's a very unique game. We haven't really seen anything like it since, but it was so much fun. Just all the unique ways you could try and scare the family, because your goal was to haunt this family that caused your death and you know, scare them out of all their houses and run their lives, which is
fucking
awesome.
I didn't know that they caused your death, but just that they were assholes that you had to get rid of.
I thought that was the story. It was like that they were responsible for his death in some way.
Maybe it was that maybe he died because he was a worker at one of the places that the dad owned or something.
Maybe it's been this was the early early mid 90s, so it's been a while.
Yeah. Wyland says I have no attachment to any of these games. MXT says I'm too lazy to get my mic from downstairs, so that's why we weren't graced with the presence of MXT during the show.
That's
which
mean.
It's probably
don't you like us.
Probably better for all of us. So, Breakman, I take it you're picking Haunting, right?
Yes.
All right. Eric,
I'm going with Haunting too.
I'm also going to go with Haunting as well. Clean sweep. It's
Shadow Dancer is fine and all, but out of all the Shinobi games, I could play better.
Well, I understand, but it's in the list. It's still fairly solid, man. So there you go. All right, next matchup we got for you guys is Chakan versus Contra Hardcore. I'm going to go first on this one. Breakman suggested Chakan. I'm going to go with Chakan. I know
Chakan sucks. It sucks.
It does not suck. It's very difficult. I remember this game. I had to look it up. Like Breakman has suggested this game.
I watched Corn Shack play it, and it was boring as piss.
It's not boring, man. It's got a lot of like dark themes and mm-hmm. Chakan was an underrated gem.
I don't care if it has good looking atmosphere. It's not a very well made game.
It was a decent, well made game. You shut your mouth. You shut your whore mouth. Chakan is a good game. I'm picking Chakan. I like Contra Hardcore as well, but Chakan is so unique. And in an era of a bunch of platforming, kid-friendly games, Chakan stood out. So I'm picking Chakan. What say you, Eric?
Fucking no. It's Contra.
All right, Breakman, it's up to you, man.
Let me see. Both of these are hard games. I really liked the one feature in Contra that didn't really transfer over to any of the other games is that each specific character had their own type of weapons, which was I thought was kind of cool. So you could, depending on who you wanted to play, you could play a completely different game almost.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. But it also wasn't the best best Contra. But Chacon was a one-time thing that we'd never seen again, and I liked it, so Chacon.
Haha, Eric.
You guys suck. You fucking suck. I'm walking off the show.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard Eric walking
I'm
off the show.
I'm definitely voting down this piece of shit.
Okay, I didn't think about this, guys, but I mentioned it before. Like, at the end of, like, not this month's tournament, but next month's tournament, we're going to start something new where each of us picks a game to continue on in the last round. So like a golden ticket type thing, like a game that we thought was slighted by the other two people because you guys are assholes and you guys always slight me, just like we slighted Eric right here, Breakman. You know, it's like one of those things like, you know, where we could get revenge type thing. I think that'd be kind of cool, but I'm still working on the idea for that, but that'll be next month. But this month, let's go on. Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, versus Sonic the Hedgehog. I think this is part one. Let me make absolute certain of that, guys. Oh no, part two. Eric, why don't you go first?
Sonic 2.
Okay. Break.
I was, until you said 2, I was actually going to say Castle of Illusion, but Sonic 2, yeah.
Sonic 2 is a great game, man. Yeah, I mean, it really
like,
is.
If it was the first one, I would have said, okay, yeah, the first one's fun, but it's kind of one note.
Yeah.
The second one was a superior game.
Yeah. You know, Breakman, we can like...
I can only take solace in the fact that Chacon's probably going to lose.
Do you realize, Breakman, you and I now have the power to make Chacon the champion of this tournament? Do you realize that? Like,
nice.
We could actually do that. But that means we'd have to get rid of games like Phantasy Star 4 and shit like that.
That also means we'd have to get used to not having Eric on the show.
All right, next matchup. Streets of Rage 3, per Eric's request. He was very adamant about this. Hmm. Versus Ranger X. Eric?
Even though I suggested Street Rage 3, I didn't know you were going to be putting it against Ranger X. But sorry, Street Rage 3. I'm going with Ranger X.
Okay, why?
Because Street Rage 3 isn't as good as 2.
Okay, alright, fair enough.
I mean, there are a couple things that did better than Street Rage 2, like the speed of the game. It isn't slow as molasses in some cases.
Yeah.
But that also makes the enemies a lot harder to kill sometimes, because they're... I think they just balanced it poorly. The enemies should have been slightly slower than they were.
Okay.
And your main characters should have had a decent range of movement.
Okay.
Still.
What say you, Brake?
I'm looking at Ranger X now. I've never played this game. Yeah, I'm not familiar with it at all. But I did like Streets of Rage 3. So, Streets of Rage.
Well, you're wrong, because Ranger X is a better game, so it moves on.
Okay, well, I've never played it, so I just don't have to take your word for it.
I know. Yeah, take my word for it. Ranger X is a better game than Streets of Rage 3. But Eric,
did you watch my Let's Play of it?
Part of it, Eric, yeah. All right, next matchup we got here is Toe Jam and Earl versus Target Earth. Breakman, you're up.
Target Earth. Is that a shmup?
No, it's a shooter like Contra, sort of.
Yeah, I don't know that one, so I'm gonna go with Toe Jam and Earl.
Okay, what say you, Eric?
I'm going with Target Earth because as fun as Toe Jam and Earl it is, it annoys the piss out of me sometimes with its roguelike nature.
I'm gonna go with Breakman this time. I've been going against Breakman quite a bit, so I think I'm gonna go with Toe Jam and Earl just because of the familiarity with Toe Jam and Earl. I'm not very familiar with Target Earth. I'm sure it's a fine game.
Yeah, it's not the game I was thinking of. So yeah.
Okay. Next matchup: Biohazard Battle versus Beyond Oasis. Beyond Oasis. I'm gonna go first.
What was the first game?
I'm sorry. Biohazard Battle. Okay. Beyond Oasis.
That's an absolutely terrible title for a shmup that that had a different name in Japanese, in it, which relates better to its name.
Yeah. Beyond Oasis, if I remember correctly, was a beautiful looking game on the Genesis. So just based on that alone, I think I'm going to go with Beyond Oasis. What say you, Eric?
I'm going with Beyond Oasis as well.
You, Break?
I am too. I'm going to get a clean sweep.
That's a clean sweep. Next matchup, ooh, this is a tough one, guys. Golden Axe versus Streets of Rage. I'm going to go first. I love both of these games. I think Streets of Rage is kind of a dated relic, just like Golden Axe. But Golden Axe, you could kick the shit out of thieves. So I'm picking Golden Axe. What say you, Eric?
The Streets of Rage sequels are much better than Streets of Rage.
Okay, you're picking Golden Axe, Eric?
Yeah.
All right, you, Break?
Making another clean sweep. Golden Axe.
What's going on here? We're agreeing too much, all right?
Streets of Rage was a crappy Final Fight ripoff.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. All right.
Golden Axe was at least tried to be something different, and like you said, you can beat up those thieves that try to steal your shit. Yeah, you got exactly. Magic, and you ride on dragon things.
Yeah, they were. There was like, yeah, it was good.
I don't know what the hell they call those things.
Don't forget those elves or gnomes that troll you and steal your shit.
Yeah, that we said that. Yeah,
gets a relic too. You're exiled, Freak Five. You son of a bitch. All right, next matchup we got for you guys is Dr. Robotnik's. I think that's Mean Beans.
Mean Bean Machine, yeah.
Yeah, Mean Bean Machine versus Thunder Force 3. Breakman, what say you?
You know, actually, I think Thunder Force was the game I was thinking of before. Yeah. That's the stream up. But I enjoyed Mean Bean Machine, so I'm going Mean Bean Machine.
Okay, Eric.
Well, when it comes to Puyo Puyo, I'd rather play Puyo Puyo proper.
Yeah, I agree.
With Thunder Force.
I think I'm going to go with Thunder Force as well.
I don't like the idea that... It's not that they reskinned it with the Sonic skin. It's that they reskinned it with the Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog skin.
Yeah. I think I'm going to agree with you on that, Eric. I would rather play Puyo Puyo.
Or not the Adventures, the other one that was that had poop toilet humor.
Yeah, this... Thunder Force 3, if I remember correctly, was sort of like Gradius, but maybe a tad better. And I'd like those type of games, so I'm going with Thunder Force as well.
Too bad Thunder Force 4 isn't on this list.
Yeah. Michael Jackson's Moonwalker versus Shinobi 3. I'm going to go first on this one. God, Shinobi 3 is such a good game, but man, fucking Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, guys. I'm going with Michael Jackson's Moonwalker for the upset.
Why? Because you like Michael Jackson?
No, because I like the game. I thought it was good. I thought it had really good, you know, kind of cool dancing mechanics.
You can moonwalk in the fucking game.
Right.
That's the next move.
This is another one I'm going to fucking lose to you guys. So who cares what I think?
How dare you, Eric?
It's a fucking great game.
I don't like Eric.
It's a shit game.
I don't like Evil.
Great game. Like, you got like the 16-bit versions of it, some of his music in it, and
yeah.
Just, like, at certain points, he'll stop
the soundtrack later.
How dare you, Eric? This is a great game. All right. Well, you know, Eric, I overrode Breakman like 2 or 3 times already. You know, it's okay. It's okay. It's just a game, man. All right. Golden Axe 2 versus NHL 94. I'm going to go first on this one. Golden Axe 2 was a better game than Golden Axe 1, so I really should pick Golden Axe, but I'm picking NHL 94. NHL 94 was a great fucking sports game, man. Like, 94 was like good game for the NHL and Madden and stuff like that. So I'm going to go with NHL 94. What say you, Eric?
I'd rather play Mutant League Hockey over that. So I'm going with Golden Axe 2.
Okay, Golden Axe 2 for you. So you're the tiebreaker, Breakman. Are you going to break Eric's heart again?
The sports games don't hold up as well. A lot of those 16-bit sports games don't hold up as well today.
How dare you?
Golden Axe 2 is still a fun game. So Golden Axe 2.
God damn it. See, Eric, see how it works? Now I'm walking off this goddamn show, man. NHL 94 is a great game. All right. Speaking of sports games, Madden NFL 94 versus Columns. Breakman, I'll go with you first.
Columns, I've always wanted to like Columns. I keep trying to play it. And I get so bored after a few minutes, whereas Madden 94 was kind of revolutionary. Even though, like I said, those kind of games don't really hold up right now, Columns was never really good to begin with.
Okay, Eric, what's
so Madden 94?
Eric?
I don't really care for either of these games, so it's really up to you, Frank.
Okay, so you're going Columns. I'm going to go with Madden, man, since I didn't get my NHL pick, you sons of bitches. It really should have been NHL. NHL 94 is a better game than Madden 94, but whatever. Rocket Knight Adventures versus Phantasy Star 2. Eric, I'm going to start with you.
Well, see, the thing is, Phantasy Star 2 is a bad game, but I like parts of it. It's just, when it came to the dungeons, they were designed like ass because they were so intricately made, but also at the same time, poorly implemented background scrolling effects with poor overall design of the dungeons, which made areas of the dungeon look the same over and over again, so you could get lost easily.
Oh, I hate that.
It's too archaic for its own good. That's the problem with Phantasy Star Wars 4. And that's why I'm going to vote for Rocket Knight Adventures.
Okay, break.
I've never played Rocket Knight Adventures or... well, no, actually, I take that back. I did play some emulated of Phantasy Star 2. I was going to say I never played it before, but I actually have. I take that back. But I've never played Rocket Knight. I guess I'm going to go Phantasy Star just because I haven't played Rocket Knight.
Phantasy Star 2 sucked, so I'm going with Rocket Knight Adventures, even though I've never played Rocket Knight Adventures. but I
did a Let's Play of it.
Yeah, I did not like Phantasy Star 2, to be honest with you. So
yeah, let's... I don't remember it being good. I just never played Rocket Knight. I'm kind of sticking to my old rule if I've never played it.
I think the remake of Phantasy Star 2 is probably more digestible than the original.
All right.
But that was a Japan-only release on the PS2, which does have a fan translation, by the way.
Freak5 sent you a DM on Twitter, break, just to let you know. All right, next matchup is Syndicate versus Revenge of Shinobi. Eric, you go first.
Syndicate was a PC game that was then ported to a console. So
yes,
not well console. Either.
Yeah, and it's a very bad port, so I'm going with Revenge of Shinobi.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I'm going with Revenge of Shinobi as well. What say you, Brake?
Oh, he is drinking a Confluence from Confluence Brewing Factory. He's drinking Ferryman's Fuel. It has 11.5% alcohol. Nice.
Holy shit, man. Freak wants to get drunk, man. That's what it is.
I can't read. Russian, I think that's Russian Imperial Stout with raw sugar cane and coffee. It's kind of, it's on the side. I can't really tell.
Okay. What? So you're picking Revenge of Shinobi as well, Break, or Syndicate?
I'm sorry, Revenge of Shinobi versus, what was that?
Syndicate.
One? Oh yeah, Syndicate sucked. It was not a good port at all.
Okay.
It's like I said, it was a PC game and it should have stayed on the PC.
Okay. Next matchup, Ballast 3 versus Streets of Rage 2. I'm gonna go first on this one. I think Streets of Rage 2 is a far better game than Streets of Rage 1, even though it wasn't the greatest. I think 3 was a little bit better than 2, but I did not play Ballast 3.
But this is also the worst way to experience Ballast 3. If you really want to experience Ballast 3, play the PC Engine version.
Yeah, I'm going with Streets of Rage 2. What say you?
And it's completely horrible, but needs to be heard dub.
Yeah.
In translation.
All right, what are you picking, Eric? Streets of Rage?
Yeah.
Is it a clean sweep break?
You say Ballast 3?
Yes, Ballast 3.
I've only played Ballast 4, and Ballast 4 was repetitive as shit.
Yeah, the Ballast 4 is terrible. Especially that version of Ballast 4. They cut it up, and all the story sequences are missing from the PC Engine version. And Atlas didn't exactly do the greatest localization for it either.
Okay. Streets of Rage 2 then, break?
Yes.
Clean sweep. All right. Alex Kidd... I think, what is the full name of that? Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle versus Shining Force 2. I'm going to go with you, Brake.
Also, which is, it's weird too, because, like, Valus 2 did not get a Genesis or any other console port that was localized. So we got Valus, and then we went straight to Valus 3, then we got Valus 4. And if you play only Valus 4 because you only had a Super Nintendo, you had no context for the previous games.
Yeah. Okay, Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle versus Shining Force 2, Breakman.
I don't know if I... how many Alex Kidd games were there? I don't know if I played them all, but I did enjoy Alex Kidd.
Yeah, it was a fun platforming type game, yeah. If I remember correctly. I vaguely remember. I think it was one of the early Genesis games.
Alex Kidd and Miracle World's apparently the one that people love, but that was a Master System game.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
I still enjoy I enjoy what I play of Alex Kidd. So okay. Alex Kidd.
What say you, Break or Eric?
Shining Force 2.
Yeah, I'm picking Shining Force 2. I did like the Alex Kidd games quite a bit. Freak says, is Little Nemo the Dream Master in this tourney?
No. I really need to take time one of these days to play through Shining Force 3.
Did not make the cut, Freak 5. Did not make the cut.
Is that like the? Is it like the NES game, just a better version of that, or is it a different game entirely?
Which one, Shining Force 2?
Little Nemo.
Oh, I don't know. I've never played it.
The NES game is very different than the arcade version, if that's what you're saying.
Okay guys, we got to go through this really quickly, and I'll try to do it. We got one more side of the bracket here. Granada.
Little Nemo is an NES game, if that's what Freak is thinking of, because there are two Little Nemo games.
Okay. I thought there was a Genesis Little Nemo, too. Yeah.
No.
There isn't? Okay, yeah, I played it on NES, and it just wasn't that...
Okay.
I don't know.
It's not bad, it's just it could have been a lot better.
Yeah, there's something about the game where it's like, I want to like this, but...
Yeah. Okay, guys, let's do this rapid fire here. Granada versus Sonic the Hedgehog 3. I'll go first. I'm picking Sonic. I think Sonic 3 is really good. I mean, I don't think it's quite as good as 2 in my mind, but I mean, super solid. I'm picking Sonic.
Granada's a weird strategy game.
Yeah. What say you, Break?
Mm-hmm. I never played Granada, so Sonic 3.
Okay. Castlevania Bloodlines versus Street Fighter 2. I think this is the Championship Edition? Yeah, Championship Edition. Eric, let's go with you.
I'm going with Castlevania Bloodlines. This is one of my favorite Castlevania games.
Okay. I am going to pick Street Fighter 2, even though Castlevania Bloodlines is a great game. I had a lot of fun with Street Fighter 2.
I had more fun with Super Street Fighter 2. Yeah,
that's true. That's true. What say you, Break?
Oh, let me see. Is this just Street Fighter 2? It's not Turbo Edition. It's
Championship.
Or like that.
Championship.
The Championship Edition was kind of like Turbo.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going with Bloodlines too. Okay. There were some really cool levels in Bloodlines, even though it was brutally hard for no reasons at some point, like especially the ending, like, oh my god, like, how many bosses do I have to fight? Oh yeah. I can't heal either. Awesome.
You with the real ending, play on expert.
Get good. Jesus. Break, man, get good. All right, next matchup, Echo the Dolphin versus Herzog Zwei. Breakman.
Echo the Dolphin was fucking boring as shit.
No it wasn't. How dare you.
Herzog's Way is a strategy RPG featuring tanks and shit. I'll take that over Echo.
Oh, you guys are full of...
There was nothing to do in Echo. Just swim around and jump through some hoops every
once in a while. Echo 2 is a better game than Echo.
You guys are full of fucking shit, man. Echo's a better game. But Herzog's Way moves on. You guys are sons of bitches, man. Mega Man, I think this is one of Eric's requests. Mega Man, the Wily Wars.
It's completely odd that they localized Herzog's Way as is.
Okay, Eric, let me continue. We gotta move on here.
Okay.
Man, what was I saying? Man, where was I at? Mega Man. Okay, Mega Man, the Wily Wars versus MUSHA or Musha, as I like to call it. I'm picking Musha. I think it's a better game.
Yeah, Musha is. I didn't know you would put it there, but I just suggested because we need a game to fill in the space. So.
Okay, and what say you, Break? Is it?
I've never played Musha, so Wily Wars.
Okay, well, you still lose. Musha moves on. Musha's... God, it's been a long time. But
it's an overhead shooting game.
Yeah, it's
like Raiden.
Yeah, like Raiden. There you go. Like a Raiden type game. Okay. Yeah, it's a good game. Really good game. All right, Vector Man versus Sonic and Knuckles. I'm gonna go first on this one, guys. As much as I like Sonic and Knuckles, I think there's too much Sonic going on here. I'm going to go with Vector Man. I think it's an underrated Genesis game. What say you,
I hate Brick? That game because of how vindictive it is. Because if you beat the game on anything less than normal, it says you cheated. Do the game over again and get the real ending.
Okay.
And if you use cheat codes, you can't get the real ending.
Damn it.
Yeesh.
Okay, what say
and
you,
that
Brick?
That includes level skip because the game didn't have battery backup.
Okay, so I take it you're taking Sonic and Knuckles, right, Eric?
Fuck Vectorman. Okay. And Vectorman, too.
Then you are the tiebreaker, Breakman. What say you?
I don't like either of these two games, honestly.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Eric, though.
Here's another thing about Sonic and Knuckles, though. Sonic and Knuckles is just the second half of Sonic 3.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so Sonic
Vector Man was just such a disappointment to me. Like, when I played, I was just, like, all the cool commercials I'd seen and everything, and it wasn't that cool.
I disagree. I think it was underrated, in my opinion. The next matchup is Flashback, the quest for identity versus ghouls and ghosts. Breakman, what say you?
I never played Flashback, even though it's one of those games that I always wanted to. Every time I saw it, I was like, oh, I want to play that, but I just never had a chance.
Yeah.
Ghouls and Ghosts was a fun game, though. Like that of. I liked Super Ghouls and Ghosts on the Super Nintendo more, but still, Ghouls and Ghosts was fun.
Yeah. What say you, Eric?
Flashback on the Genesis and NES, so basically the console versions suck, so I'm going Ghouls and Ghosts.
Jesus Christ, you're brutal, Eric. Okay, Ghouls and Ghosts gets a clean sweep, but Flashback...
You're just now realizing he's brutal. He doesn't sugarcoat it. Like, he just goes right at it.
Right. Okay, next matchup. Earthworm Jim. I gotta get rid of this Dune 2 shit that I got here. Versus Ultimate Mortal Kombat. I'm going to go first on this.
Jim Dune would be a some game.
Yeah. Ultimate Mortal Kombat for me was a great game on the Genesis. You know Mortal Kombat.
Is it the third? Is it Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3?
Yes, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. Versus, I think this is actually Earthworm Jim. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because... probably Ultimate Mortal Kombat's moving on, right, Breakman?
Exactly.
I'm voting for Mortal Kombat as well.
Okay, then that's a clean sweep. Next matchup. Ooh, this is a good one, guys. Comic Zone versus Disney Aladdin. I'm going to go first on this. I think both games are great. I did not like the Disney movie Aladdin, but the game is really hard but fun. Same thing with Comic Zone. Comic Zone was such a unique-ass game. You basically are playing a comic book. I'm picking Comic Zone. What say you, Breakman?
Comic Zone is my favorite Sega Genesis game.
Oh, okay. So what say you? Is it a clean sweep, Eric?
I kind of have a love-hate relationship with both these games.
Yeah, I can see that.
Comic Zone is too hard for its own good.
It is too hard for its own good. That's true.
And so, it's so irritating. So is Aladdin.
Yeah,
but it's so irritating in Comic Zone when you get so far and then you have to start all the way over.
Oh,
like,
God,
oh.
I know.
But yeah. I love the story.
The only way I've ever beaten Comic Zone is by using the invincibility code.
I've never beaten Comic Zone.
It's a hard game, man. They're both hard games.
And so I'm going with Aladdin, but Comic Zone wins, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Next matchup, Strider versus Earthworm Jim 2. Breakman, you go first on this one.
This was more of the Strider I'd played before was the NES version, and this was a completely different Strider from the arcade. Whereas the Genesis versions were like the arcade, and they were both enjoyable. I really liked the kind of the adventure elements of the NES version that didn't translate over. We didn't get any of that stuff in the arcade, but the action was still fun with Strider, so Strider.
What say you, Eric?
I'm going with Strider.
Clean sweep. Strider moves on. Okay. Next matchup is Sega Icon Sonic versus wannabe Sega Icon that almost replaced Sonic, Rystar.
Rystar is a better game.
Okay. This is the original Sonic, and you're going with Rystar. What say you, Breakman?
I don't know if I ever played Rystar.
Ooh.
I don't know if you'd call it a wannabe Sonic game because the creator of Sonic made Rystar.
I'm gonna go with Sonic. Just I mean, I know I was dogging on it earlier, but I do enjoy the original Sonic.
Yeah, I'm actually going with Rystar on this. I think Rystar was a better game than the first Sonic, but that takes nothing away from the first Sonic game. Obviously, it's great, but I think Rystar is a hugely underrated game on the Genesis, so I'm going with Rystar as well. All right, next matchup. Oh, boy, this is going to be a good one. One of Eric's requests, General Chaos, versus one of Breakman's requests, Booger Man. And
son of a bitch. I like General Chaos.
I know, man. It's a tough matchup. But see, that's what you guys get when you change up my fucking brackets. You guys
I'm glad I chose Chaos.
What say you, Breakman?
Now we're making chaos.
All right, Breakman, what say you?
I like General Chaos, but Boogerman's probably my second favorite Genesis game. Like, it was just... It was a fun platforming game. Not only fun, but it was funny. Like, you're belching and farting as your power attacks.
You like immature shit. But...
Yeah, of course.
But as a platforming game, it was a solid platformer.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Solid action platforming type game, I should say.
I've played it enough on Sega Channel to not care for it.
Okay,
I've played it a lot.
I take it you're picking General Chaos, Eric?
Yes.
Ooh, so this means...
a fun game.
This means that I am the tiebreaker, and I get to piss off one of my co-hosts here. And I pissed off Eric quite a bit already, and I have pissed off Breakman quite a bit. So what should I pick? Should I do coin toss?
You should pick the one you like more is what you should pick.
I don't actually care.
I actually don't like either of these games, to be honest with you guys.
No.
I think I'm going to go – I'm going to try to put Eric on tilt. I'm going to go with Booger Man because
–
because of the boogers and because of the farting jokes and stuff like that. And we're immature, of course. That's the real reason. Okay, next matchup, Road Rash 2, which is, man, a deeply underrated game, versus Pirates Gold. I'm going to go first. This is one of Sid Meier's first kind of forays into video gaming on the Genesis with Pirates.
It's a mostly decent port.
And it's decent port, too, exactly. I think I'm going with Road Rash 2.
It's weird because, like, the original PC release was just called Pirates with an exclamation point. But this is called Pirates Gold.
I know, yeah. I'm going with Road Rash 2. I think it's one of the most underrated games. I wish they would redo a new Road Rash. I think it would be awesome.
They did one recently.
Did anybody play the new Pirates game?
No, I have not. But I didn't know that. Breakman, that's news to me.
It's not called Road Rash, though. I forget what it was called.
That's probably right.
But yeah, there was a new one recently.
Huh. Was that called Road Rage or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, God, man. They changed it from Road Rash? Really? Yeah, that's disappointing. What say you?
I don't think it's by the same people. It is not a Road Rash game,
but they definitely made it in that vein because I think it's right.
Okay, what say you, Eric? Pirates Gold or Road Rash 2?
I'm going to go with Pirates Gold.
Okay, you're the tiebreaker, Breakman.
I hate to do this to you, Frank, but I'm
you
not
son of a bitch.
Of the Mode 7 type racing
games.
Oh, God. It's not Mode 7 on Genesis, but you know that.
God damn it.
How dare you guys?
Pirates
is a fun game.
Pirates was okay.
Racing games didn't get really good until the PS1 generation.
Guys still suck, man. That's like the fifth time you guys have like killed my
Eric's right, though. Like until like 3D times, like there weren't really that many fun racing games. I mean, there was Mario Kart, but Rock and Roll Racing, but not me.
Yeah,
you're wrong.
The only reason people like Rock and Roll Racing is the soundtrack.
You guys are wrong.
Soundtrack and you got awesome vehicles in it.
You guys are completely
wrong. And you can blow people up.
That's another thing. You can blow them up, yes. That was my favorite part.
You guys are completely wrong.
And that's also why Biker Mice from Mars was kind of a spiritual successor to that.
You guys are completely out of your gourd. Next matchup, Pulse Man. Pulse Man versus Out of This World. Eric, I'm going to go with you first.
Yes, Pulse Man.
Okay, that was quick. What say you, Break?
Pulse Man... And by the way, was not released in America. The only way you could actually play it in America is through the Sega Channel.
Yeah.
So most
I don't know.
Of you probably didn't play it.
I think I must have been at my friend's house when I played this game.
But on the Virtual Console, they made it available. So you could play now.
Okay, what say you?
Well, at least you could while you could buy stuff off the WiiWare.
Breakman?
I've never played either one of these, so I'll just go with whichever one you guys pick.
This is kind of a tough choice. Out of This World was... It's a unique game, man. Like, I'm gonna, you know what, Breakman, I'm gonna put you on.
The best way to describe it is a cinematic adventure game.
Yeah, it's, I liked it quite a bit. Platforming elements. Another underrated gem, in my opinion. So I'm gonna leave it up to you, Breakman, to pick between Pulseman and Out of This World.
I don't know if I played either one of them. Let me see here.
I think Out of This World is not best experienced on the Genesis. You're better off buying it for like $3 on the eShop or something.
Okay, what you picking, Break?
So Out of This World wasn't an exclusive, but Pulseman was?
Yes.
Okay, then Pulseman. Pulseman.
How dare you? That's two in a row, you son of a bitch. Getting rid of my games, man. I hate you guys. Okay, next matchup, Mutant League Football versus...
It's also one of Game Freak's like... Pokemon games.
Okay, next matchup, Mutant League Football versus Shadowrun. Breakman, what say you?
Ooh, oh god, that's not cool.
This is not a problem for me. I mean, I like Mutant League Football, but I also much rather play other RPGs, so I'm going with Shadowrun.
I don't know, because if I'm playing with a friend, I'm gonna play Mutant League Football. If I'm playing by myself, I'm gonna play Shadowrun, I think.
Okay, what are you playing? What are you picking?
I guess Shadowrun. Yes.
Okay, you guys are both wrong. It's Mutant League.
You know
Football.
What? I changed my line. I'm going with Mutant League.
Oh, you are. Oh, yep, so it's up to me, huh? You know what? Since you changed your pick, Breakman, I'm going to spite you just for spiting me twice. I'm picking Shadowrun, so there you go.
I can't believe MXC's talking about the Pirates porn.
Oh, God, the Pirates porn was great. I like those movies, man. Those are good, man. Pirates
what
kind
of name is Stagnetti, though?
Stagnetti's Revenge. You got to watch them, man. They're actually they were real high-budget porn. I think Pirates 1 was like... At the time, was like the highest budgeted porn ever made. Like they did good with that porn. Actually, I like
Are you horny?
All right, next matchup we got is Galeris versus Wonder Boy in Monster World. I'll go with you, Eric.
I thought that was Giaris.
Giaris, yeah. I'm sorry, Galeris. Giaris, you're right.
Shmup versus Wonder Boy.
Okay, yes. Okay, did you know what Giaris is?
Yeah, Shmup. All right, Eric, what you picking?
I'm going with Wonder Boy because Giaris was fun shmup, but there are better shmups.
Okay, what say you, Eric or Break?
I don't think I've ever played Giaris, but I'm not a fan of Wonder Boy, so I'm gonna go with Giaris.
The
other Wonder Boy bit games after that, like Wonder Boy 4 and Monster World 4. I mean,
yeah, I think I'm gonna go. I agree with Eric's sentiment not to go against you, Break, but I think Giaris was like kind of a weaker shmup. MXT says it was the only porn blockbuster ever carried, but that was like the edited version. MXT, it sucked, man. It was terrible. Okay, last matchup this week, fellas: The Adventures of Batman and Robin versus Shining Force. Breakman, I'm gonna go with you first. Breakman.
I'm thinking Batman and Robin versus Shining Force.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Batman and Robin.
Ooh, controversial. Eric, what are you picking?
I actually hate Batman and Robin with a passion because it's not even insanely hard. It's stupidly hard. They made it hard for no goddamn reason.
It really is hard.
I know,
but it's a good game.
By that point, I was used to that on the Genesis.
And the soundtrack is just... The soundtrack veers from just kind of cool to just downright disturbing and boring.
Okay, I'm beyond that.
Okay, so I'm the fucking... Oh, Jesus Christ. Why do you guys do this to me every fucking time I'm the last one?
You're the one who picks who votes. How do we get blamed for it? Yeah, if you don't like it, then vote first.
But no,
I just hate the tonal dissonance of Batman and Robin.
I agree with Eric on this one. I did like Batman and Robin, but it was like really mind-blowingly hard. Shining Force is a good RPG. I'm picking Shining Force. Not to go against you, Break. I know that's like three in a row, but
that's fine.
That's fine. I'm tired. The show's boring. Fuck this shit.
No, I'm tired and hungry.
I think we all are.
It's a long show.
Well, we got through it, guys. Okay. Let's do our plugs. I think we got it.
I want to eat something real quick and then go to bed in like 30 minutes.
Okay. Let's
end. I have to work tomorrow because fuck.
Ugh, that sucks.
I know. Okay. Eric.
I didn't include it in my Stanko because I almost expect it every fucking week now.
That sucks.
You didn't what? Oh, you put it in your didn't put it in your Stinko because you expected. That sucks, dude. Okay, Break your plugs.
Ooh, I mean, I only found out that I could get somebody else who wants to do my job, but only if I get confirmation from them before they leave for work. Because apparently, you can't do it at the last minute.
Yeah. Freak says, I think a lot of early console games were so hard because the game developers were used to making arcade games. They made them hard so people would keep plugging. Yeah, keep plugging the quarters.
Yeah, but like, it's not an arcade game. That's the
I know,
problem.
But that's, see, they couldn't get out of that mindset. So, all right, Brady.
I mean, just like so many in Nintendo games, like NES, like we all love NES games, but so many of them are so fucking hard.
Yeah, they were. Okay, Break, plug away.
Oh, right, I already did that. You can follow me at Break_Man on Twitter and at RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask us Dear Breakman questions, and you can talk about how you're a woman who wants to defy the laws of nature.
Oh, Break, you're something else, man. Your memory is pretty incredible, dude. It really is, man. If you go back, I've listened to archives of the show, like, from way back, like, when Break first started and, like, you know, progressed. Like, Breakman will remember a joke, like hours later, man, or even weeks later, he'll bring up some shit. So that's awesome, man. Okay, anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric, you're
get
up.
Get me food. Someone make me a steak.
I know, man. I know.
I don't even want to plug my reviewing because I haven't done it lately. I almost feel like a sham because I have not had the motivation to write.
You're not a sham, dude. You've done plenty of work. You've got no, a body of...
Everybody deserves a freedom anyway.
You got a strong, over decade-long worth of credibility, Eric. You're okay, man. What are you plugging?
A decade? I have only been writing for like 7 years, not quite a decade.
You've been reviewing stuff on this show for over a decade, Eric. You have a strong review.
On the show, yeah. Okay.
So you've got a strong... Your credibility is not shot, dude. What do you got for plugs?
AwesomeBashRia.com. The reviews I write will only be found there for evermore unless I decide to do an audio review, which you can find on our feed. And I have a Patreon, and it's in my Twitter description at @RPG. Throw me a dollar if you can.
Yeah.
More if you can do even more than that.
Freak 5 and Breakman are exiled. Sons of bitches.
In fact, I'm gonna take last month's and this month's Patreon's money and use that along with some rebate that I got from buying stuff on using Rakuten to pay for most of Ghouls and Ghost Goblins on Resurrection.
That's awesome. MXT says I'll plug my OnlyFans. Oh Jesus Christ, man! How many OnlyFans do you have now, MXT? One, your mom. Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. Just search RP Grinders.
Maybe MXT could hook up with that OnlyFans mom that sent her kids to the Catholic school and then got them expelled.
I want to plug everybody that was in chat. It was a lively chat today. I really, really appreciate that. Freak 5 was in there. MXT was in there. How did MXT get moderator? Status, I'll never know. Abbott and Costello was in chat. That's a new user. Thank you for joining. Attention Seeker was in there. Commander Root, Electrical Longboard, Bernie, Wyland, Lemon Juices 12, Silly Gnome 225, and Sticky P. Pigs was in chat. And Slagar, good friend Slagar, was in there as well. So thank you all for joining. Really, really appreciate it. Where's Dungeon Buster and where the fuck is Gripper? I haven't seen Gripper in a long-ass time, man. But thank you all for listening. On the archives, thank you guys for listening as well. You can join us live every Friday, 7 Eastern time. And
Dungeon Buster's playing Bravely Default 2, isn't he?
He probably is, man. For future reference, I might be bringing back Grindr Movie Night, so that should be fun. I'll have details on that when I get the details done myself, so look forward to that. All right, anything else, gentlemen?
Nap time.
Food.
Yeah. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. Thank you, everybody.
Old man,
you sure do, man.